service.
What's up? What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And we have a virgin. And when I say virgin, I mean a Lip Service virgin here with us. Wale! Woo! So you know what that means. He has an EP out right now.
And I'm just here for promotional reasons. And we're just going to talk about music. That's it.
Yeah, right.
Wow. Now, you can't talk about me because Wale, I think, is so diverse with his music. You can tell that he's a lover type of guy, which is the kind of music that we like. But then we also like the lyrical music.
Well, I got a great imagination.
Oh, so you never been in love?
Yeah, I think everybody has sometimes, right?
Why are you mumbling? Come here.
Come here.
Why are you acting all nervous?
Acting. What was the question? I've been in love before. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, what makes somebody fall out of love?
I think sometimes people just grow apart.
Yeah, that was trying to say that in a shorter way. Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. Just
how
grow
can you
apart.
Say it shorter than that.
Just in one word.
Uh huh. Okay.
Yeah. I think, yeah, you grow apart. And those are kind of like the most painful ones, though, because it's like you really can't pinpoint what it is. And sometimes people think it's because of somebody else. It's just like this part, me and you just not like the same. Like your views on the world might change, or your views on, or the things that you thought were important to you aren't the same no more. And it's just like y'all not even arguing, but y'all just not the same. And, you know, to be with somebody, to be in love with somebody, you got to really be their friend and be like, have things in common, even if it's the opposites attract, then you still have to have this some type of like vibe with each other. And sometimes people vibe change, mm-hmm. and then they don't align with each other.
That's true. But sometimes it is another person.
That too. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's another person. Somebody might come along and you think that what you got going on is great, and this person might just show you something, a whole nother world.
But I think when you say I love you, I think you know all sides of that person by that point. You can't love somebody unless you know all sides of them and what they're capable of. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's true,
you
but like...
You said love. Like, not fall out of right, like right, or right. Less with, so...
Right. And sometimes I think, and this goes for men and for women, whoever you wish to help, you step your game up. Because sometimes you showing somebody so much and you're like, okay...
What about me?
Show me something.
Reciprocity,
now.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What I give back, what can I give back? Like, and, you know, like, the older I get, the more, like, you know, you go through this phase and you go through, you know, dating or whatever. Like, me, it's like, I'm almost like, I can't do this no more. Like, I don't even know. And then even when I was talking to Jada, I was like, okay, y'all, how where am I supposed to meet? If I'm really trying to, like, I'm on some serious shit now.
You're
like,
talking about Jada Pinkett Smith, by the way.
Okay.
Where would I meet said woman? Where's she going to be at? Mm. I mean, all I do is work. I go to the studio. I might host a club that night. And when I'm out of the studio, it is nighttime. It's not, like, nowhere to go. Like, it's only one place that I'm really, that are actually women at. You know what I'm saying?
Where is that?
The strip club.
The strip club or, like, or the industry where it's, like, It's really difficult.
Oh,
to
you do
to
online dating.
When I get like screenshot or something.
Why don't you go grocery shopping at Whole Foods?
I went grocery shopping and it took
just
me,
one or in the gym.
It took me 4 hours to just get like eight items, man.
Yeah, why? But you're supposed to be looking at the women that's there shopping.
You
at Whole
to take
Foods.
Pictures
where,
and
where I'm gonna go?
Talk to you.
Exactly. Where I'm gonna go? Where, I mean, everybody like you famous is like, you know, you already got it. Like you already like. Worrying about somebody's intentions,
right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? You worried about like who, like my thing is you can have whatever, like you could have been through whoever, but like when it's industry people, and it's like it might be like, oh man, well she used to date like one of the producers I work with, or you know one of the directors I'm cool with, or whatever. Like so you kind of just
so
fall
that's
out.
A off limits now.
Right.
So
it's,
listen,
you know,
that's
I know,
interesting.
You don't pursue something that you know what it is. Like I'm like, all
if
right,
you already started dating,
yeah,
her, then
like
because
there's been girls that like you know I felt chemistry with, but I'm like. You know what I'm saying? You dealt with that person, man. Like, I'm not even going to, like, acknowledge it. Like, I'm going to just... This,
let it go.
Yeah, don't...
That's interesting because yeah. Meek posted that. He said, you can't cuff a John when your close homie's dunked already. That's a rule, dog.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to make anything absolute. Because
right, you never
cause
know.
If love is love and what we say it is, then it could conquer all of that, but... You know,
you
my thing is, I think
to...
it might like I might not. You know, I would have to get to know them and spend time with them to fall in love. I wouldn't allow myself if I even see that some type of chemistry potential. You gotta just
cut it off.
Yeah,
there's a woman that has a baby by two of the Jacksons. and they're brothers.
Right.
So I feel like if she can accomplish that, some of these hoes as fucking two or more friends, I feel like they could accomplish.
If you could fuck brothers.
If you could fuck brothers. Come on. And she got kids by both of them niggas.
Everybody don't, because I think about the repercussions.
That's nasty,
of that,
by the way.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And even me, I've been single for so long, but I just always felt like, okay, my daughter's mother, I respect her, and she's such a great mom. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to be a dad on the road. She's a great mom, mm-hmm. but I never, like, wanted to be seen out with a girl or rub it in her face or whatever, like.
So you care about her feelings?
I care about,
wanna...
I mean, even right now, I'm just, oof, like, yeah, but I don't, at the very least, she deserves that much, or she deserves that much for me not to be like flaunting it around.
Well, why did things work out with her then?
People grow apart. You know what I'm saying? People grow apart, and I know how I'm wired now. You know what I'm saying? Head to toe, and I know how she wired. And it's like, in order for us to obtain happiness in our lives, it cannot be because we don't. I'm not trying to trap you in a situation where you're with somebody that you're not living your best life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to trap you in there because we feel like we have to because we made life together. Like, nobody should do that. That's detrimental to everybody because now that kid might grow up in a house where the parents are fighting all the time because mm-hmm. they really don't want to. Like, you might as well just say, like, we grown apart.
I see a lot of people force it. Like, I see a lot of people are like, well, for the sake of my child, like, I'm just going to stay with this person.
And then guess what? It's false hope. Because right. There's going to come a time when lawyers get involved. There's no some kind of way. There's an expiration date on
that. My parents divorced right when I went to college.
For real?
Yeah.
They was like,
I think they was waiting. They was like, your brother's in college. You're in college. All right.
Nigerian? Oh,
I guess no 40 owned
victims. Oh, yeah? That's not kind of like... Not non-chivalrous.
Don't worry about it. I got you. Just let me know when you
I don't know if it's emasculating yet, but it's borderline emasculating.
All right. So we're going to get into it. Since we have Wale here, which, by the way, I didn't think he was going to really come.
We wasn't into it yet.
Yeah, not yet.
That was the tip of the iceberg.
Cheers. Now, we want to ask you.
We ain't getting nothing yet.
Listen, when he came in here.
My little sister's here. She's here, so.
Hi. That's your little sister, for real?
We raised her. We came up in the same, grew up in the same house.
Okay. I was about to say, we're going to need you to step outside while we finish these questions.
Nasty things.
Oh, shit.
Now, we were, somebody had asked a question, right, on social media to us about erections.
Okay. So the question is...
Should I leave the room real quick?
Yeah, see, that's what I was saying. I'm not sure.
It's
okay.
She's
over 21, right?
Small, yeah.
She grown.
She good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I know a girl that reached out to me, and she basically said she went out on a date. She's grown, about, you know, early 30s, late 20s. And she went out on a date with this guy. They were dancing. And out of nowhere, she felt an erection.
A little poke coming through.
A little poke, you know. Yeah. With, you know the song, Too Close. Mm-hmm. So I guess it was a little weird for her, like a little awkward because she didn't know how to confront it. She should be flattered.
You can't control that.
That's what I was saying.
It's not like you said, God damn, baby, my shit hard as shit. Like, he's like, oh shit, like I'm enjoying this a little bit.
So he didn't say anything.
Sometimes it's good to have, you know what I'm saying?
But here's
make sure you jump warmed up a little bit. If that's the vibe between you and Shorty.
Right.
So you know what I'm saying?
Like clearly they're dancing, so she's attracted to him.
That's what I was thinking as well. But here's where the problem gets a little worse.
Now you know what's on the menu.
Right.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
At least she felt it.
Now you know where this could go, but even it could be more beautiful.
Right. But unfortunately, you know, nothing was said, nothing happened, and he just said, "All right, bye, have a good day."
And that was the end of the date.
He probably came
already.
End of the date.
You think
he came?
Yes.
Niggas ain't. Come on, man.
Yes, they can.
I'm just saying.
It wasn't a lap dance, Angela.
Don't.
They wasn't hunching.
Gigi, guys have come. Hold on. Can guys come from you just grinding on them?
Like, absolutely. All the time.
He probably nutted and was like, all right, have a good night.
I don't know. But I think you got to be a different type of nigga to come while you dancing on somebody.
If you have a good imagination.
Man, no, this music's so loud. There's so much going on. What the hell? No. Just dancing.
Maybe he didn't have that much sex before in life.
Right.
That's why he got excited.
I've never really had sex, so.
Shut up.
Wait, why?
He done talked about his daughter.
So at least the question of, the story leads to the question of.
So basically, have you ever been in a situation where, you know, your thing got hard?
You got an RE, random erections.
Random erection,
like
where you couldn't control
it.
No, as a grown adult.
Yeah, as a grown up.
No.
You don't get random erections still? I thought every guy
Oh, randoms, yeah.
Random erections.
Y'all nipples get hard and don't mean you horny,
well,
though.
It's cold when that happens.
But you got your nipples get hard, too.
I think it's a...
Do your nipples get hard every time you get an erection?
I don't know. I don't feel my nipples.
You can't tell? I feel like that when guys get...
I don't think... I don't.
When guys get an erection, their nipples get hard.
I don't
think it's natural.
I don't know.
It goes together.
This is weird. I don't know. This is weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, every time your nipples are hard doesn't mean a man's dick is hard.
It could be cold out.
Yeah.
But getting them jumps while you dancing, I don't know about that life. Like,
I think that's why
she's good.
It'd
be good, though, for real.
That seems like fun.
It would be fun sometimes. It'd be like, guess what?
I know you feel that. Look what you done started.
You thought it was a party, but it's a party. Let's get it started.
And she's supposed to be like, is that a gun in your pocket?
Yeah.
Or are you happy to see me?
I'm very happy to see you.
bang, bang.
Pinky in your pocket? Might have been small.
Can you remember any times you got a random erection that was a terrible time for it to happen? That you were like, fuck, I got on these sweatpants.
I can't. I probably would just, you know. Because I'm not, it's not like I'm aroused. It's just,
right.
it just happens.
Just right.
My body just
erect.
You know, doing his own thing right now.
How do you get it down?
I mean, you probably just got to wait it out.
He gets head.
Wait it out.
Oh. He gets head.
I wish. If I had it on speed dial, whew, life would be different.
You definitely have head on speed dial somewhere in that phone. Stop it.
Nah, I got headaches on speed dial.
Okay.
All right, now we're going to play a little game. It's called Is It Cheating? And you guys are going to weigh in and say,
it's all cheating in these different scenarios.
That's what I said.
That's not true.
All of
you don't even know what the questions
if you
are.
You got to ask, it's cheating already.
Yeah. Is it cheating?
Yes.
If you flirt and go to lunch with a coworker, is that cheating?
You motherfucking right.
Cheating?
You're flirting and enjoying isolated company.
But you're at
with
work.
With another person.
What if y'all split
the bill?
You ain't
in prison.
What if they split the bill?
Yeah, what if you go Dutch?
What's Dutch?
They're splitting the bill.
It don't, bro. It's about the time spent. It ain't about the money. It's about the time. It's an isolated environment with somebody, with another dude. And you said flirting.
Yeah, just flirting.
You already nah. Oh, shit, man.
You
I feel
don't think
sorry
people flirt
man.
When they're in relationships?
What? I don't.
It's a human thing.
Well, I think the last time I really had a girlfriend, I was in a different mental space about life. Like I kind of believed that, you know, shit could be perfect. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe. Well.
So that is cheating.
Yeah, it was definitely cheating.
I have a question.
But about flirting with, I don't know, because...
Does the significant other know that you're going to lunch with your coworker?
Yeah, you could be like, I went to lunch with
you're
so-and-so
different.
Today. So, you know how people be having work
different.
Husbands and work wives? Like, that's my work husband.
But you know what? I'm
he better be gay.
I'm kind of contradicting myself because, like, at this point in my life... I would date a stripper. Like, I'll date a stripper and, like, that's my girlfriend.
Well, at work, she's definitely flirting.
But she's definitely flirting.
Right, that's
but,
her job.
But guess what, though? I guess maybe flirting is within. It's an act that it may be nerve. I'm nervous, but this guy's... He's not ugly. He's funny, but it's also a nerve thing because a lot of girls flirt when they're nervous, you know what I'm saying? But if you actually, like, low-key, like, feeling this nigga, like, and in your mind, he's playing, like... Second string, like just in case your man act up.
That's cheating.
And yeah, it's definitely yeah. No. That's super cheating.
Intention
the regular one is regular
cheat.
Cheating. This one is super cheating. And if the flirting is multiple times a day, you're Super Saiyan cheating. Vegeta, Goku levels of cheating.
Flirting makes me uncomfortable if I don't like the person.
What about when people think you're flirting and you're not?
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Yeah.
I'll be joking
yeah,
with
yeah,
people.
Yeah, she was
alive.
Flirting with me, and you like this
because I'm nice to you. Does not mean I'm flirting.
I think as you get older, flirting comes within. Like you like some girls are just charismatic.
Right.
If you're charismatic, you charismatic around women or men.
Right.
You just a charming motherfucker, like, and niggas gonna laugh. Like, or some women speak more like.
Yeah, they're
like,
touchy.
They're just not.
Yeah.
Like, that might be the way they raise. They might be whatever. Like,
Yeah, some people are more like they put their hand on your leg when they talk to you, touch your arm.
That's why I never do that. That's why I never react in this industry. I never think. I always think, like I was with a female artist and a male artist the other day, and she's like, no, you can't tell she's trying to holler at you. I'm like, bro, you don't want to assume, especially in this hypersensitive age and shit like that, you don't want to assume, bro, like, because you assume and you take too much lead, it's going to be like, my nigga, I was just being nice to you and shit like that.
Well, was it Issa, right? Because I seen her twerking on the
blog. Issa, we good friends. We just good friends.
Oh, okay.
Shawty, I see a lot of inspiration in her, though. Like, I'm very inspired by what she does. Like, we talk a lot, like, during, like, the season when she's making the show. And I get a lot of that energy that she give me. Whether it's what's going, she could be mad on the set that day or whatever. I get like a lot of energy because she's thriving. She's trying to go up. She working. She hustles. I'm literally seeing her evolve into something greater. And you know, I'm so proud of her for that. I take that energy and I write. Like, she's definitely my muse sometimes.
She's
though.
Dope. I wish she's I was friends with Issa Rae.
She's definitely my. Right, she's definitely she's my.
And Yvonne Orji. You know, I love Yvonne.
Both
Orji.
Of them is that. Both of them are my muses a lot. And like, I could. There's probably like 40 songs that y'all nobody will ever hear that are in along the lines of like Bad and Lotus and stuff like that. Like, and I definitely use Issa as my muse.
That's
a lot.
Dope.
Why would we never? What happens when we never hear them?
I mean, I can't. If you got too many options, you got none. So I can't just drop a whole lot of music. I got to spread it out evenly.
We love when Wale talks to the ladies on his record.
Mm-hmm.
It's because y'all ladies.
No, because a lot of, you know, artists try to talk to the ladies and they don't really connect.
Yo, this is for the ladies. Hold up. My 4-5 tucked in the...
I fuck hoes every day.
My 4-5 tucked where my heart used to be. And then the guy had to put a dog.
You like, what the fuck? Like, I don't like this
for the ladies. You're such a fucking hoe.
I love it.
Let me just tell y'all something right now. If that song came out 4 months ago, it'd probably be one of the biggest songs of the summer, whether y'all like it or not. I'm just letting
you know. The song is a good song, but we just saying that's not to the ladies.
It 100% is for the ladies. Like, me knowing Kanye, how I know him, he was like, the girls gonna sing this louder than the niggas. And it will be.
Yeah.
You're gonna hear the high pitched voice in the club over the male voice. It's like, yo, such a fucking. It's gonna sound like a unison of women that wanna get ratchet. Because in my opinion, mm-hmm. let me just disclaim.
All right, let's hear
the
this.
The modern new woman is highly educated and highly ratchet.
Mm-hmm. Sophista ratchet.
She's an educated, not meaning book smart, but like just like well read, like, you know, street smarts, but ratchet knowing meaning. And I'm using ratchet in a cartoonistic way. Like, ratchet in a way is like,
I want to go turn up
to City Girls. Mm-hmm. Like, you get in her car and it's just all City Girls in 90s R&B.
Right.
That's it.
And then she get out.
She know all the words. She can rap.
But she goes to her business that she started.
Right. Yeah, and she goes to her business that she started, and she sells bundles and make drug dealer money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's almost like the modern girl, like the modern, you know, 2019, you know, girl on the come up.
Okay, now is this cheating? Getting a lap dance in the strip club?
No.
I knew Gigi was going to say that.
You entered the strip club, that's on the menu. That's already on the menu. Like, it's like, if you vegan or you going to McDonald's? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they have vegan options.
It's McDonald's.
Salad.
It's McDonald's.
Let me get a quarter pound of no meat.
Fried.
A lot of vegans are vegans for health purposes. It's McDonald's.
So, Wale,
McDonald's,
when you're in a relationship, you'll get lap dances and everything. I'm just asking.
I would. And I mean, in a perfect world, but we don't live in one. But I would go get him with my girl. We're mm-hmm. going out. We go out together. A couple that lap dances together.
She's picking her nose. Zoom
She's
in.
She's trying to move from the camera.
Zoom in.
Zoom in.
Don't get me on camera.
What's up? You good?
Get that boogie.
Yeah, watch out. Now you got a booger in your hair.
The raw honesty on this show is too.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
You going, I'm dancing, ain't no, because... I mean, like, obviously I'm on the road. I host a strip club from time to time. DJ Self, hit me. I want to host one of these New York Jones. I got some new Jones in there.
Oh, we got you.
Y'all got some new Jones in there. I want, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
See, that's why he don't have no girlfriend.
No, I like strip club. I just said I date a strip. I ain't going to meet her at work, though. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna meet her at work, most likely.
His DM's
like,
about to be crazy.
All the strippers gonna be in
my
DMs.
But I don't want it. I don't want no smoke.
L'Oreal, is that cheating? If your man got a lap dance, would you feel away?
So, first of all,
you with him. You going with him?
Yeah,
to
I gotta go with him, but like, don't go to the strip club without me.
I think a lot of girls get turned on by looking at their man getting a joint. No, I didn't say all of them.
Oh,
I bet like some of my best female friends are strippers, bro. And I know what it's like. Or I like go to a strip club or whatever, and like I might get a lap dance or whatever. But like we might even just talk a little bit while she dances, and then I'll be like, man, you know what? Did we talk?
Gigi got to weigh in on this because Gigi. Mm-hmm. Well, let us as women know why.
Why does she have a way?
Well, because she was a stripper, she knows what it's like.
There was a girl named Gigi I mentioned in the song one time.
What?
Are you hurt?
I think I am.
Was it?
You know, everybody thought we were having sex because you said my name in the song. But we can talk about that later.
How was that?
To answer the question.
She's the Michael Jordan of pole dancing.
No, I'm joking.
Listen.
I think you're the Michael Jordan of pole dancing.
Absolutely.
Fact.
Thank you.
Fact.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It wasn't really a thing. Athletic, like a sport, like an Olympic sport.
Right,
it's like, an Olympic sport.
Yo, another idea we got. Like, yo, Olympic people, hey, pole dancing.
Pole dancing.
It takes a lot of strength.
No, yeah, it is a sport, isn't it?
It's a sport in other countries, but it hasn't.
Pole dancing is a sport.
Yeah, it's a sport in other countries, yeah, but it hasn't made it to the United. In the United States, it's still taboo.
Well, about the mood.
No, listen, Germany.
No, because you laughing like am I laughing? Why y'all laughing?
No, Australia,
you was mad
Germany,
hype when you found out that it was a sport.
Countries,
it's
a sport. I mean, pole dancing is a sport.
I'm just...
Internationally, yes.
What countries?
Germany, Australia, there's a lot of companies where pole dancing is a sport.
We're going to raise money for Gigi to go compete.
I'm sure they're fully clothed and stuff. Like, it's different.
Yeah, like how it is when we teach class.
It's not, yeah.
It's not like naked.
I'm not going to lie. We went to go see Cirque du Soleil and Michael Jackson went, and I was like, Gigi would have
been fucking
killing it.
That's one of my favorite pole dancers, Felix Kane.
Yes.
She has that part.
You would have killed that.
In the show. Yeah, I saw it when they came to Atlanta.
Maybe we got to do like a pole dancing musical.
That'd be fire, though. That'd be fire.
Can you make this happen?
We should do that.
I know a lot of white people.
I feel like you're giving shit away. We'll talk about this later.
All right, now, we're going to date this motherfucker.
Because I can write. Me and Gigi can write it.
My little, she's going to write.
She's going to do the music.
She's going to get in the car. She's going to be like, my nigga, that pole dancing I did. Nigga, I already sent the email away.
You know how many people, it's like a burlesque show / play.
With pole dancing, it'll be fire.
500 people. Nothing.
Pole
nothing
dance
too
choreography
good.
Is real.
That's all right, tight.
So go ahead, Gigi. So why That's should we tight. Not, as women, be worried when our man goes and gets a lap dance at the strip club?
Well, for starters, in the era that we're in right now, the type of dancing that goes on in a strip club, in the mainstream strip club, in your Onyx, in your Magic City, in your V Lives, it's not like they're on a couch getting grinded on and like all up close and personal.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those clubs, unless it's a private VIP.
When you're a handsome rapper,
most of those clubs, they're just standing in front of you dancing. You know, like they just stand in front of you and dance. Now, that's when they're 100% nude. I'm talking about those Miami, Atlanta,
so if they all
Houston.
On you, if they all now, on you, or does that mean they like you or they want some more money?
They want some
money.
How do you know if a stripper like you? That's the real question I want to know.
How do you know if
a stripper like you in real life?
Likes you in real life.
If she spends time with you?
If she spends time with you and is not like, and she not like, can you compensate me because I miss work? Like, if she really trying to get...
Because I miss work.
Because a girl... Yeah.
How many times have you heard that one?
She said, never?
I got a good conversation.
Listen, there's been times where...
An isolated situation.
You get an invite to go to Vegas for the weekend, and you're like, okay, well, that means I'm going to miss Friday night, Saturday night, and that's about $2,500. Can you replace that for me missing work to spend this time
with you? Oh, nah, we ain't leave. Like, I mean, if leaving the strip club... And
she got to take off to come spend the weekend.
It ain't. That's a mutual decision. I've decided I'll allow you around me, and you've decided you want to come around me. There's no payment. There's no nothing.
I'm saying like, girls ask for that.
No, I understand that.
So she's saying that's
that.
How you know a girl likes you,
if
a stripper.
She's not trying
that.
To come after your pockets, and she really want to spend time with you and get to know you, despite the fact that it's costing her money.
Well, that's a sign that she might really be into you. It might cost me money. I could be doing a feature for somebody right now.
So now you know if Wale likes you, if he doesn't ask you for money.
The first thing is the real name though. That's like the first joint.
Yeah, the real name thing is
but now they're starting to get real smart. They got like a stripper name.
I've always had an alias.
I've always
a
stripper
had a
name,
girl,
fake
real name.
A fake name and alias.
Yep.
Then their real name.
Yep.
I feel like if you get real to real name stages a little bit.
That's true.
You know?
And some might be in it for the long haul. Like, I ain't going to ask this nigga this time because in a couple months, he just going to be giving it to me. That don't happen, Gigi?
Nah. One thing I can say of myself, I never, like, tricked off on, like, no stripper to, like, kick it or, like, be around or whatever. Like, my thing is, like, yo, like, you know, I ain't no weirdo. Like, you want to just do something tomorrow or whatever? Like,
you also have the girls that feel like he busts so much, not come. He busts so many bands on me in the club that it's worth it for me to hang out with him.
Because
it's kind of like a prepaid situation.
I wouldn't even know. So. But, because sometimes, like, you know, one thing is, I don't even really enjoy lap dances that much because I be looking at all the other strippers, looking at the stripper that's
wishing
dancing
that they
for me.
You.
And they, and I'm like, yo, you know what? I don't even want no conflict. Like, right. Just let's get a little section and just, everybody all y'all just dance around. I'm going to throw money in the air.
Yeah,
look,
that's the best way to do it.
I'm going to look cool and just throw it up.
Another thing is, see, with you, Wale, it's a little different for you because you are who you are. You're not just average Joe coming in the strip club.
I mean,
you know,
in a way.
Yeah, so it's
no,
a little
you're
different.
Not.
In a way, I mean,
you're a rapper.
They see niggas in
athletes.
They see athletes and rappers all the time.
True.
And
those people aren't regular Joes either. Right. They also see Corey from up the street and goddamn Ray Ray that worked for Metro.
And they got, you know what I'm saying, Young.
They got the little rapper, Dope
Slim,
Boys,
Slim
trying
and them. They got
exactly.
More money than a lot of the rappers.
See, so you never
Slim
really.
Slim and them all them. Slim and them and all them.
So
Slim and them
really?
And all them got they getting all that real money. They getting that brown bag money, you can throw whatever. They know them too. So I look at strippers like, you know, rappers, athletes, all that. Like, I consider those things. I never considered those things like 6-7 years ago. I consider like, dog, like, all right, what city am I, man? All right, you fine like that. All right, so you probably know this person, that person. Whether you tell me or not, I know such and such like bitches like you. Like, I said bitches because my conscience talking at me. But I'm just like, you know, I process it. Like, okay, I got these little philosophies. And mm-hmm. This is some exclusive shit. I ain't never broke this one down before. Like,
exclusive?
I always, if I'm attracted to a woman, right, I consider all things before I even attempt to shoot a shot. In regular, like for instance, I saw three girls within the past, like, 2 years. I saw three girls working in high-end clothing stores, obviously because I'm into fashion, and then it's like one of the rare environments I can actually meet a woman. I always consider the city we in, because I'm like, okay, I know this person, and this person, and this person
shop here.
In this city. Mm-hmm. I know they shop here. I know at least out of these seven, it might be Chicago. I'll be like, I know just two niggas from the Bulls I'm cool with. I got a real close friend on the Bears. And I got three rapper friends I'm real tight with. You know somebody. Mm-hmm. Even if you tell me you don't, I know you know somebody. So my thing is, like, do I even want to jump out there? So, like, I'm thinking, like, okay, well, is the vibe enough for her to give me her number? Or I'm like, oh, am I going to just end up hearing, oh, she used to talk to such and such and such and such, and it make it impossible for me to go forward.
But does the past really matter? Does the past really matter?
No, it don't. But I'm just saying, if it's people that you cool with, because it's like, what if it's somebody you cool with that y'all be, you know, y'all chill together, y'all bring, you know, I might be dating, I might bring a girl I'm dating, and then he with his new girl, and
but
it's like, I'm bringing
history.
Your old girl with me, and it's like, that's weird. And if I could stop that before it even happened, cool.
But does it make it awkward for you, like, if somebody your friends would date somebody you used to date? How do you feel about that?
And say you over
it. Man, this is Joan did. I used to fuck around with. We didn't date, but, you know, we kicked it for a while. And, like, I know a couple of niggas that had some background vocals. Oh. Added the background vocals after I laid my verse.
But does that make you feel weird? Like, or does it matter?
I'm taking that.
It worked in some instances. I think it depends on the culprits. You know what I'm saying? Like, who is it? Like, if it's, all right, I'm like, damn, nigga, I got like four songs with this nigga. Like, fuck. Like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, this is my man for real. Like, the nigga wished me happy birthday.
On Instagram, you know, not like, on the stories.
That nigga posted my junk for his aesthetic, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it all really depends. Because at the end of the day, you have to come to a place in your heart where it's like, damn, okay, bro, like, Gigi, and G, like, we've been in this game for a long time. Like, in real world, like, if we was at one company, it's not that long. But in the industry, when we're in people's face every day, we've been in the joint for a long time. So it's like, a lot of times we end up, you know, dating people in our industry. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we end up because it's like, this is our world. We live in this weird devil's playground of like...
It's like a bubble.
Yeah, it's a bubble. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we don't really have an opportunity. Like, every so often, like, you might bump into somebody with a friend, or you might have an industry friend with a friend or something like that. But we live in this small bubble that it's hard to find people that understand your lifestyle outside of it. You know what I'm saying?
But while, like, you said that wasn't your girl, you didn't even say dating. So
he fucked her, so.
Right.
No, so, we spent significant time together.
But it wasn't your girl, and you don't even consider it dating.
I mean,
so sometimes I feel like
you was, sometimes I feel like this is a boyfriend girlfriend situation, and then when it's over, like, you reflect, like, was it really, like, cause it's like, to be boyfriend girlfriend, like, significant moments need to happen to me, like, it's just, it's more of a, it's the title. The younger you are, it's the feeling and the mutual respect for each other as you get older.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I also feel like relationships need, like, a bottom line. Like, if you're really in a real relationship, then there's no question if you were after the fact, if it was really real. Like, you know.
Like, that was my boyfriend, that was my girlfriend.
That y'all were in a relationship. So it was, you know.
For women, sometimes we're like, well, he ain't never wifed me. And so.
It is what it is.
Exactly.
But what if she says, you know, Solange is one of my favorite rappers, and I know you fucked her. I mean, rappers,
is she a
singers,
rapper?
Sorry, like, singers, and I know you used to fuck with her, so I feel a way about that. Would you, like,
you
like, bitch, are you crazy?
I'm glad you edited what you said.
What?
The first one was crazy.
Rapper. What, rapper?
No.
Singer.
Something
or
else.
Fucked with, sorry. Messed with.
Because
y'all was a couple, right,
that
publicly?
That wasn't a. That's not. I don't know. Solange is one of my.
Not like that, but Solange, I mean, fucked Solange, with like messed up. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful.
No, you not. No, I know where I'm at. Like, this ain't no. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to find a way to make it make sense. Solange is a beautiful person inside and out. Like, she's also been one of my muses. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I ain't saying I'm Andy Warhol. In my mind, I am. But. You know, she's like the prototype of women I personally like, and you know, me and her, we were real cool. Like, you know, we used to kick it. Like we was real cool early on in my career. She taught me a lot about just music and just, you know, spontaneity and everything like that. But anyone not like that.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, is this cheating? Liking pictures of attractive people on social media.
See, that's weird for me because, if I'm starting to like a girl in any kind of way, I won't follow her. I just try to not.
But you'll look at her page, you just won't follow
her. I look at her page from time to time.
Right, but you won't follow her.
And it was, it seemed like a guy like girls, but it's not really like that. It was one girl I was talking to, I was like, she was like, why you don't follow me on nothing? I was like, because. Like, the way Twitter set up, I mean, IG set up now, you can see the people that you follow that comment.
And
it's, like, right in your face. Like,
I don't want to see that.
And it's, like, me as, like, an overthinking, like, neurotic, deep-thinking, ratchet-slash-bad-decision-making person. Like, I just don't even want that energy in the air because, like, I get real sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
petty.
I'm with, like, passive-aggressive, like,
right.
Oh, yeah. So you just going, hey, how you know,
such and such?
You know,
how you know this nigga?
Hey, it was like multiple pictures. I don't care, but it was like multiple.
You like seven pictures back to back?
It was like, see, I really don't know how to
back
figure
to
out.
Back.
I don't know how to figure out the time. See, that's another thing. If I figured out a time, that's bad for me. If I knew they were back to back, I'm like, come on, block.
But how you gonna
you know
see
what
that?
You would ask her to block.
You
can see
no, I'm people just saying, like, that's why I don't. That. Like, I it's just like, you know.
It'll be like such and such, like. Eight pictures.
It's just whack because I feel like it sets you up nowadays. It's like, hey, look who commented underneath here.
Man, Instagram working with the police, man.
So is that cheating? If somebody say you're dating
know.
A girl and she's liking other guys' pictures,
I don't think likes is cheating.
I don't know about that, but I mean, it's not cheating. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It might be a tad disrespectful, but again, it's the intent.
What if she posted Man Crush Monday of somebody
and somebody else? Yeah, that's not cheating, but that's just wild disrespectful.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
That's like diet cheating.
It depends on what the person is, too. Like, if you're dating somebody that's like an athlete and you put a rapper, it's kind of like, damn, bitch, I know that nigga. Like, you can't do nothing like that.
But what if it's a regular person?
I take it for face value, though, because if I'm with you, I'm with you because I know what type of person you are.
But if she posted like Denzel, you wouldn't care.
And she's like a college girl or something.
Because he's like older.
Yeah, Denzel smooth, man. What the fuck
you mean? He gonna move in.
I don't know what your fetish is, shorty, but like, you know what I'm saying? It's the intent, though, for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like a girl might post like a dude that's like a gay person, like a gay dude, like a model. You know what I'm saying? That everybody know is like, you know, don't even like women. Okay, I get it. Like, it's some fashion shit or whatever. But like, man crush, like, I'm your man. To be crushed on every day.
That's a fact.
And nobody over me.
Yeah, I feel like when
that's
you're
not an order.
What if it's Barack Obama? She posts him as man crush.
Man, he ain't the president no more. So, nah, bro. But why Shardy find another word though? You know what the connotation behind man crush is though. Right. Like, there's a connotation behind it, and like, that's like that's disrespectful. You even trying to get under my skin. Or like,
I
wouldn't do no woman crush, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm the same person that hasn't.
But if you put Michelle Obama as your woman crush Wednesday because she just did something phenomenal.
Superwoman.
Okay.
That's what I posted.
Yeah, it's other words you can use instead of
Woman crush and man crush have a connotation behind them.
Because women post other women as their woman crush Wednesday sometimes. They might be gay.
70% of women would do something with a woman. Even receive or give or watch or something.
Because women do that for like our friends, like to shout your friend out. Like,
I used to think all women friends fuck each other.
One in this room has fucked each other.
That's a fantasy.
That's why I grinned when I say it. I also think that like I haven't seen one, but like if I ever see like a hotel cleaning service that's every man. That's women. Just so you know, like that's the every man's show. Like
the fuck the man
a hotel cleaning service.
That sounds like a weird. Porno for real.
No, every man. Like no bullshit.
You want to fuck the lady that make your bed?
Hell yeah. It's not about what she do. It's about, you know what I'm saying, the aesthetic.
If you want to fuck her up against that cart she puts down the hallway?
It's not even about that. It's just like, yo.
Security would have killed that bitch so fast.
You know what it is? It's the unexpected joint. The unexpected pop-off, like, yeah.
Right.
20 seconds ago, I thought I'd be putting on my jeans.
And now I'm
trying to put my jeans in you.
My jeans in you. I got it. That was slick.
That was a bar.
Yeah. But then you got to stop telling housekeeping, come back, I'm asleep. And go take a peek out the door.
It's like something that'll never happen. It's like fucking somebody in outer space. Right. Like most of the women, they're cleaning the rooms in the hotel, just don't fall with them.
We might have to send somebody for your birthday somewhere where you at.
Jump out the cart.
This sounds illegal. This sounds mad illegal, and I have nothing to do with it.
In some states.
The comments is supposed to be Italy and company.
You going to Vegas anytime soon? Vegas is fine.
We can send someone to your door.
Man, Vegas and Miami are two cities that the first thing I think of in them cities is hangover.
Yeah, that's
bad. It's just hangover and... Sure. Slam, you get a offer to host a club in Miami. They'd be like, yeah, man, don't get here like 3:35. Like, what? What type of coffee do y'all have for me at the door? Like, now, why am I up this late?
The club closed everywhere else, and you gotta be there.
You gotta be
time.
There at 3:35, like, bro.
Time. You I'm go on to London sleep, time, bro.
It's like,
time difference.
It's like yesterday. It's like next week right now to me.
Now, I like that.
Is this considered cheating? Somebody massaging your shoulders? Let's just say
intent. Again,
just
and
like,
I hate to keep harping
a little
on intent.
Tense.
I keep intent. That's and again, that's that falls into the light cheating.
These two girls are getting it on right here.
You know, all friends fuck.
You beat me to it. The intent.
Okay.
The intent. Like, why are you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never. I struggle with this too. Like, even if I'm like starting to fuck with somebody, like, but like. I don't never want to be that nigga that's like, why you doing this? Why you doing that? I just want you to either like be the type of woman that'll tell me that, or just give me like that reassurance. You know what I'm saying? That like, you know what I'm saying? Like this shit ain't about that. Cause I'm a man too. I got my pride. I ain't about to be like questioning what you doing with other niggas. But I'm at the point in my life right now where it's like, I don't ask any girl that I deal with that we haven't really been like official. I don't ask them who they with, why they with, or none of that shit. I really don't give a fuck. I don't care. Do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? But don't expect like certain things, because we not that.
Mm-hmm. You know, so if a woman tries to ask you a question like, oh, well, I seen you on Instagram. Who is that girl?
Don't bring that up.
You'll be like, no.
I mean, but a girl should be able to ask you anything
if
she wants.
She's fucking
like,
you.
Because
I mean,
sometimes
yeah, she can, but I'm in the entertainment business. You know what I'm saying? Like,
It's all entertainment, baby.
I don't know. Like, I'm in the club, but what the fuck? I ain't on Pornhub with no bitch. Like,
if somebody is feeling a little insecure, shouldn't she be able to say something like, you know?
Give me an example.
A picture?
Okay, say a girl is like, you know what? I just want to be honest with you. It bothered me when I saw you take a picture and post this picture. Say, you posted a picture the other day with Taylor Rooks and said you was a fan or whatever.
Right.
What if she was like, well, that bothered me a little bit. And I just want to be honest.
Because the way your arm was around her
That sounds so familiar.
This is somebody you're
dating,
fucking.
Yeah.
With.
And you guys, because you should be able to have open dialogue.
I'm not having a good day.
Stop. Okay.
What? You should.
That's what I say.
Yeah, no, you tell her stop. Did you tell me stop?
Go ahead, Shawty. Like, go ahead, man. Fuck.
And what if she's like, do you know her? Do you have her number?
Like, yeah, I'll be like, I actually like Taylor Rooks. I said Swift almost. You almost did too.
Taylor Swift.
Her too.
I like both of them.
Taylor Swift built like that motherfucking French fry.
She like the complexion of one too.
Music is, it's good for a demographic though, man. Like,
it's good for
Taylor Swift,
a demographic.
Don't eat, just eat a celery stick a day. That's your vibe. But nah, no. Taylor Swift fans, don't come at me. That was like a black people joke. Y'all make them about us when we not around.
All the time.
I'm always gonna see a French fry when I see her.
So you would tell her.
Somebody gonna make a gift, right. A little dancing French fry.
A McDonald's fry, not a steak fry.
Yeah, one.
The thin joint. Ain't even give it a potato
shoe
wedge.
Shoestring flow.
So you would tell her I actually like Taylor Rooks. You would say.
I was fucking with you, but
that's petty.
I don't got no. I mean, it depends. If we at that level like that, like it's go ahead, like stop it. You know what I'm saying? Like I ain't
come here, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you're like, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
You want me to kiss you? Where?
No.
I can see doing something like that.
And then
that.
She gonna point right at her crotch, right here,
right here.
Like, yeah, and I'm like, yeah, well, okay, are you done? You good? I'm going to sleep. Come on.
That's all guys' solution.
Stop. No.
Sex. No. Eating.
What you want me to make you some motherfucking crab macaroni and cheese?
Not tacos. Like a baby boy.
Man, it's like this, man. It's like, man, where am I at right now? Like, but you know, in a way, it is double standards, though. But I don't think that even the picture I took with Taylor wasn't like not. It wasn't like my hand was on her ass or nothing like that. Like,
but somebody might be intimidated. Be like, she's a beautiful woman. Like. What, you know what I'm saying?
That just makes it seem insecure.
I don't think I'd be. I think by the time we got that close, I'd know if she's built like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I let any woman, if I start catching feelings, I'm gonna let them know what they're getting into. You know what I'm saying? It's been a long time since I've like been like in a like relationship publicly and everything. Like, but it's like, okay, do I know this person is intelligent enough to understand how this game goes? Do I know this person is not using me to as a stepping stone to get to in the world and get out and then get to another level and do what she want? Is this person is she well read? You know, is she gonna sound like you know? I would never date a woman that's not like intelligent. Like, mm-hmm. I need another intellectual like to vibe with, because you know, you half of the problems is gone. Shawty, you know what this is. You know what I'm saying? You know how this game go. You know. I do this for a living, you do that for a living. This is what you expect out of your job. This is what you got to expect out of my job. She already know. So if we going together or we're like borderline going together, she don't even mention that to me.
She wouldn't even trip.
She wouldn't even mention it to me.
Because right. If she feel away about a picture, she going to be feeling away for the whole life. Entertainment.
So let me get this right, Shawty. You want to be in all my videos? You want to be every girl in the video?
They do.
That's a lot of CGI. You want to be every girl in my video? Because, I mean, I got to look at the girls in my video even more. I got to do more. So what? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
More than just this picture. Some people do that, though. They be using their same boyfriend. You be like, all right, bitch.
You guys love each other.
But I'm saying, I don't think no girl should even really, you know, chip off that shit.
Well, you telling girls to black people. Okay.
Right.
You're late for work. Your boss is being an asshole. The kids are screaming for dinner. When do you get to take care of yourself? Self-care is not selfish. It's knowing that we matter in a fast-paced world where we can often feel overwhelmed and overlooked. Vanity Planet wants to make it as easy as possible for you to treat yourself right. And it all starts with skincare. Then it goes on to everything from healthier hair and a brighter smile. Why? Because you deserve it. I care so much about how my skin looks. I have on makeup every single day. That's why I have the Glow Spin Premium Facial Cleansing System. It makes sure it gets in there, gets all the makeup off my face, and leaves me feeling squeaky clean and my skin shining, because that's important to me. So visit VanityPlanet.com, enter promo code Angela25 at checkout, and start taking care of you. That's VanityPlanet.com, and enter promo code Angela25 at checkout.
Now, let's talk about, since we talked about Insecure and Issa Rae, the episode of Insecure where Issa Rae, the guy she was dating, Nathan, went ghost. Yes. He just all of a sudden disappeared. All right? And we're going to get
Nathan
into...
Nathan is
the light-skinned guy.
The light, with the light eye. That was the most recent episode. Yeah. Yeah. That's just, the only one I ain't seen.
All right, so I'll tell you.
I went to France, came to New York, went to L.A., came right back. So
you haven't seen it yet.
You can't stream on the goddamn plane. Them motherfucking Wi-Fi slow as shit.
All right, so the guy she was dating,
like,
just
17 people is gonna be all spread and just moving like this. And
he just disappeared all of a sudden. She's been trying to call him, he's not answering. Yeah. She has no idea what happened. What are some reasons that guys go ghost?
But she knows he's good because he reached out to someone else.
Some people are scared of what they actually want. Yeah, I mean, I came up with this a long time ago. There's a luxury in being able to say coulda, woulda, shoulda. Because in coulda, woulda, shoulda, you can control the narrative. Mm-hmm. You can be like, man.
So you go ghost a lot?
No, yes. Nah. I don't like the coulda, woulda, shouldas. Like, it depends. But ghost could mean,
like you just disappear.
Ghosting.
Like, okay.
Some girls are one night stand. Some girls are one night stand, a regular person. But because of what they think they can get out of certain people, there's no such thing as a one night stand. It's like, yo, you, am I still you?
10 night stand. They wouldn't be around.
Not even 10 night stand. It's forever. Right. And I quit my job and, like, what's up?
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not just saying. Wow. I mean, it's a lot
it's
of people.
It's that good, huh?
It's a lot of people. No, I'm just saying that's the goal right there. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Well, Gigi, you wanted to bring something up.
Did I?
No, because you were saying you guys are friends, and then Wale all of a sudden ghosted you.
Yep, that's what
I heard.
He
didn't ghost me. What happened was...
Look at his face. And she wants to know what happened.
Well, no.
Zoom in on his face, thanks.
let me go back to the conversation we had. So, me and this young gentleman right here had a really good friendship at one point.
Cool.
We were almost
cool.
like besties.
We're still cool.
We spent a lot of time together.
We're still cool.
Studio, yeah. In the crib, smoking, breakfast, airport runs.
Yeah,
just kicking it.
Like the therapist.
Yeah. Just kicking it,
breakfast.
Right? I was in a relationship.
Like friends do. Like friends
Yeah, we
do.
Were friends.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, I was in a relationship, and I met him when I was with my significant
and
other.
And I was fairly new to the industry, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. She was a great, like, mentor. Right.
He was kicking it.
Yeah.
We were in Miami when we met. After we met in Miami, we found out that we had mutual friends in Atlanta. So when he would come to Atlanta, we would kick it in Atlanta, right? Then, somehow or another, I guess people would see us out or whatever, somebody went back and told my significant other that me and him were in some type of relationship. And really? That wasn't the case.
I didn't know that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that wasn't the case.
So that's not why he went ghost.
So...
I was trying to figure my life. I think that was when I got dropped from Interscope around that time. I was trying to go. I was, like, working with everybody 24/7.
Yeah, you was doing a lot. It was around the time when you did the No Hands verse.
Yeah, yep.
Mm-hmm. It was around that time. Mm-hmm. So anyway, It became an issue between me and my relationship at the time, because he couldn't understand how me and Wale became so much close friends when we had just met when we were together. He's mm-hmm. like, you just met him with me, how y'all besties now? And you click with people like that.
Right.
Like he said, we were friends. Like we still are friends.
Good conversation.
It's always been nothing but respect between me and him.
And Wale's always been able to have female friends.
And we've run into each other through the years at different events mm-hmm. and industry events and concerts and backstage and stuff like that. And it's always been respect.
I just remember riding in the car and you just giving me game, like shit, like about just like everything from girls to the like the industry to like just like the club scene in
everything.
Atlanta, because I was just starting to come to Atlanta a lot, you know what I'm saying? Uber wasn't really back then and that like that. Like she'd be like, I'm like, shit, I ain't doing shit, like, let's, you know what I'm saying, smoke a J, go to the studio or ride around, whatever. And it's like, this shit is great. Like she don't look at me like girls back in DC do. You know what I'm saying? Like, they look at me like, oh, my God. Like at that time, like, you know what I'm saying? It was just like a friend, like somebody that, you know, sometimes God put people in your life at the right time, like, to save
True.
You from,
yeah,
from like, when you're right on the edge. Like, again, I just left Interscope,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And I know Big West used to help me around a little bit. I was torn good, so I wasn't broken down, but it's like mentally I was broken down, like, I was what, like,
we had 23. A lot of deep conversations.
Right. 23
about life.
So why did y'all not be friends anymore?
It's not that we're not friends.
But I mean,
it was the disrupt
came when it was a problem with my significant other, so I just felt like, let me just fall back to
Okay.
I didn't know about that part.
To cease any type of...
Let me pour a drink. I didn't know.
I'm seeing I'm supposed
to pour
I forget every woman got a man most times.
But it wasn't like about. He didn't know I had a man because he was with me.
Right.
I was with my man when we met.
So it was all respectful, but...
It was nothing but respect. Mm-hmm. But what happens is the outside...
To be honest, I don't even know who the man is, and maybe I should ask off the air, because I don't know what's about to happen.
Okay.
But I don't know. I didn't know who... I don't think I ever asked.
We never had to talk about that because it never became an issue.
Right, it wasn't.
You understand?
Like,
because our relationship
our friendship wasn't going in that way
where I had to be like, oh, my man is da da da. Like,
I ain't know.
We just was kicking.
So now can y'all be friends? Like,
we never, in my opinion, we never stopped being friends.
Okay.
I mean,
it's interesting though,
you know, people grow apart just because of life. Like, I remember, I don't even know if you remember, it was around the tail end of how long we was just talking and shit like mm-hmm. that. And you was like, man, I'm about to do something else. Like, you know what I'm saying? And you was like, I'm about to have like a last big Joan or something
like that. Yeah, that's why she got wifed
and
up
then,
for real.
And then I was just like, you know, and I think by this time I might have just signed with MMG, maybe.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, you know what I'm saying? It's like we both got new jobs, mm-hmm. essentially. I guess that's the best metaphor to use.
Okay.
Like, I got back on a major label, you know.
My buzz was higher
than it was before I even signed with Interscope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You kind of like skyrocketed at that point.
And then
I was really deep into my relationship. And since there, it wasn't like it was a problem that me and you were friends. It's just that people on the outside looking in was...
Commenting.
Yeah, put my name in a song. Like, people was in this nigga
ear. What's the line?
Like,
but the reason why I put her name in a song is because it was just like,
she's tight as shit at this jump.
Like,
it was,
you know,
the respect of what I did and how good I was at doing it.
But maybe, like, you know, me being younger at that time, like, a muse. Women are always my muse. Like, I can guarantee you that if you came to the studio with me, you probably hear like 5 or 6 times where you were my muse in a certain line. Because I'll think of all the women I know or that I'm cool with or that I got genuine love for, and I'll create, like, instances where they can relate to you.
Now you know what I mean by the women love.
I relate.
Oh, my God, now that I think about this, Wale dated a girl who didn't like me.
Really? Wow. And he dissed you in a record?
Early on, something happened. She had an issue with me or something.
I want to know. You want to text me the name?
I can't remember. It was so long ago. It was like years ago.
I ain't dated them
years.
Any girls.
Did he diss you in the record?
It was when they had them comedy shows. Remember when Cypher Sounds used to do those comedy shows?
Yeah. I remember you being like...
I haven't dated that many women like in the industry.
And she was dating you and you weren't dating
her. That happens.
Yeah.
That's deep.
I was like, damn.
Yeah. Those one-sided relationships are real.
All right, now here's our
I want to give it... Wait.
Well, before you go on...
You don't respond to my DMs and shit.
I did DM you.
Nah.
Are you kidding me? Nah. That's a lie.
I hit you about the Yameen, and then I was like... You was like, yeah, I mean, and I was like, yawned. You was like, theory, and I was like, yawned.
Listen, I just want to tell you something. I had always tried to hook. I'm not going to say nothing crazy, but.
I was on the edge of my seat. Say something crazy.
I always try to hook Wale up, and he just don't step up to the plate. Like, I'd be like, oh, here's a nice girl.
Not always.
It was a time.
He's friends.
It was a time.
I'd be wanting to help
him. Angela's very, like, I always look at Angela like somebody who's like seen me come up and like seen my highs and lows, and she was like my nigga, he's a good person, like, and I'm like, man, maybe I can't live up to the standards of. It's that, and a lot of her friends are like, come on, I know like 6 niggas that try to talk to you like.
A lot of her friends fall into that category of you don't know what their past might have been and what we talked about earlier.
You know what I told him? I said, well, of course you're going to like girls that other guys like. Why would you like them if other people didn't like them?
And I told her that was profound.
that sounds crazy to me.
That was profound.
Of course you're going to like
girls.
I don't know, man.
Like, sometimes...
How do you think girls feel when they want to talk to you? They probably thinking like...
It's been a long time since I met a girl who's like, did I know... Like, that we speak cordially, that was like, yo, I bring this to the table, like, just so you know, not mentally, whatever, all that, like, I bring this to the table, and I, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to see where this can go, like, in any kind of way.
I'd be wanting Wale to, like, kick it to certain people, and he won't do it.
But I don't know, like,
He wants a stripper, Angela.
No, I don't.
Find a stripper
friend. No, I don't. It's just like, I want, at this point, I just want you to have something going for yourself and just be passionate about something.
We gonna find Wale a woman.
A stripper like, with a business.
No, because every time I do an interview and I talk about it, we gonna find you.
And no, it never happens?
Care. No, I don't even. I just wanna
say,
just
I've tried, and it's been some really quality.
Man, it been like one time for real.
No.
It was one time.
I think he hella
years
picky.
Years and years of this.
Maybe. Knowing him the way I was friends with him, he is hella picky. I think it's just the
I don't
picky.
Even think I'm picky like that. I'm just like, yo, have something to the table. But then it's also like, and this is my flaw. My trust issues are so immense.
Do you trust yourself?
I trust myself more than
because
I trust anybody else.
Because you have to
else.
Trust yourself first.
Yeah. I trust myself more than I trust anybody else. Like, I literally got issues like... issues within my family that make it hard. That like, damn, like this happened within my family. Like, I'm really can't trust. Like, or I've known somebody for 12 years and then this happened. You know what I'm saying? Or like, you know, I had a friend in college that was killed by his own man, and then one of my best friends in school was killed by his own man. Like on some open the door and play Madden with you and then smoke you and rob you. Like, so my trust is like so distorted and so weird. And you know, you see stuff like. Certain basketball players getting taken for child support for like, all like 45% of what they working for. Like, it's just like, man, you know what? Like, how can you blame me? And then it's like the girls that's with the secret phone shit, like trying to get you snoring and
shit,
and
yeah, that
shit, all that. Like, yo, like.
I know this girl that takes pictures of guys without them looking so she can have that as insurance in case he try to act up.
That shit is so
yeah, that's not
see, that's
cool.
too much. But then it's but then, cool. but then it's a problem when a nigga be like, hey, but hey, before we kick it, like,
can
you put your phone away? Like, but then now it's awkward. The dynamic between y'all is, she might still want to fuck
you. Yeah, that would be like, that.
I would be like, yeah, I can't fuck with this nigga.
But even if she was, either way, you going to get the bad one. Mm-hmm. If she was going to do it, now she mad she can't do it. And if she wasn't going to do it, she's insulted.
Right, yeah.
So, either way, you know what I'm saying? So, like, how you relax? How do you relax and let your guard down?
It's hard to be a rapper nowadays, a male rapper.
And let them get to you. I'm sorry for touching your thigh because you know
everybody. Oh, he touchy feely now. You better watch out.
No, because I got a little nostalgic. Because, man, it was times where like I was really trying to figure out my neck. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if she could see that in me or whatever, but she knew a little bit. Like, it's that's why like I was just trying to like get it together. Because it takes me back to a time where I'm like, I didn't know what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. For real. I mean, but things was good, though, because I was recording with Tip. I was recording with Gucci. I was recording with Gotti. You know, Reese had me in the studio with, like, everybody in Atlanta.
He was all up in Atlanta.
I was everywhere.
He was in Magic on Monday.
Yeah, I was everywhere. I was enjoying
it. He was in the H.
And
was he a good tipper in Magic?
I had a bag with no radio buzz. You know what I'm saying? So I was enjoying it.
And then he went in that studio session with Waka and did that No Hands verse,
and that was
it
over.
Skyrocketed.
Yeah. It was so late at
that
night.
That shit was
bro.
The bounce back.
It was so late at night, bro. I was tired. And it's crazy. Story behind that record. I went out. Gucci, that was the day Gucci had his dinner. And I went out. I went to like four places. Man, I'm so drunk, so high, so tired. And I remember I was waiting for Gucci, and that's when I met Reese for real. I was like, yo, you got a charger? My phone about to die. So I charged my phone up a little bit, waited for Gucci. The engineer was in, like, man, he ain't coming. He probably tired too, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, cool, I'm about to leave. So I charged my phone, and I was leaving out. I was with my man, Sneaker Man Dan. I'll never forget it. And then Reese, who I didn't really know that well at the time, was like, yo, Waka in there, he want to do a song with you. And I was like, damn, man, like, I fuck with this nigga shit hard, bro. This nigga's cold. You know what I'm saying? I'm so tired. I was like, yo, damn, just tell him to email the record. I'm going to do it tomorrow. Like, please. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, you know, I ain't know Reese at the time, but she looking like what, nigga, what you going to do?
Email tomorrow.
Like, Atlanta, like, you better get in there.
Atlanta niggas just do the song.
Just like, do
the
shit.
So I'm like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? And Dan was like, bro, just suck it up, bro. You just like, we just working, man. We just, but mind you, I've been in four clubs. Lord knows what was in my drink, what I put in my drink. Lord knows what. it was a different time.
Back in the day.
It was a different time. But they put the beat on, you know what I'm saying?
But you killed it, though.
I'm already socially awkward. Mm-hmm. He had all, like, a couple niggas in there. I'm just with my man. I'm like, yo.
Are you?
Yo. Mm-hmm. I'm very socially awkward. That's why I'm drinking. But dialed him up, and then I was like, yo, play that jump. And then I went into this little small room because I was like, I don't want them to know how weird I am when I'm writing. Cause I'd be like, on the, like sitting upside down. I'd be just think, I'd be on some wild shit when I'm writing. So I wrote the verse. I was like, man, I was like, damn, I rushed this joint. Like I wrote it in like 7 or 8 minutes. It was very fast. Mm. And I was like, bro, I rushed it. I was like, don't try to like clown me in the car. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, he's like, no, he's like, nah, bro. You got it, bro. He was like, bro. And he was fucked up too. He was like, right. Man, damn. When he's high like drunk like this, he's like, bro, doesn't matter. You never let me down. Like, yeah. He's always gonna go. So I went in the booth and I did that job. I was like, bro, don't clown this verse, bro. Like, cause
and that's crazy because everybody's in the studio listening That's gotta feel crazy.
I felt crazy. So I did the verse. One take though, right? I did it one take, and I was like, all right. I took the headphones off, and I was like, okay. I didn't do no like if you listen to it, there's no ad libs, there's no backgrounds, there's no nothing, because at that time I hated doing it. I didn't like that. I just wanted my voice, and I was like, fuck. I just hope it's like okay. And then I got out. I walked out the booth, and Waka was like, and I saw Dan with his hat like just like.
That's the most memorable verse on
that shit is like 7-time platinum. Like, that's 7-time platinum. But like, you know, my style of rap is like a little different than that. I can dip in and out of that lane.
But that's the versatility of it.
Yeah.
Is that I think you can go into all these different lanes. Like you could do the strip club banger, but then you can do like the lyrical, but then you could do the
Lady
sweet
Gaga
women's song.
I guess I'm
then
a
you could do
Jack of all trades and master of none.
Oh, stop
it. Don't say that.
You've had so much more success than so many people, so I can't say.
Master.
Master?
Is the omnipotent, mm-hmm. number one, top dog. Right?
The master would be the rapping, period. The master of rapping, because you got all the other shit down.
No, yeah, like, I'm not.
I'm thinking about a different genre.
The jack of all trades is like, I could rap good on everything. Like, maybe I haven't mastered it because I can't do it on a level where the people... It falls right into the culture every single time.
Maybe people are used to this certain shit over and over and over, and they're brainwashed. So when they hear something else, they think that it's different or whatever the case.
I have one request. I'm not gonna ask who's heard the new project.
Free lunch. We all listen to it.
Because sometimes people don't. No. Sometimes they haven't. But I just want everybody. If you want to be like, all right, let me give Wale a chance of listening to what he got going on. I want them to listen to 3 Days and 3 Hours.
Okay.
I want them to, because that is, it kind of shows you what I bring to the table as far as like an artist. And like, I try to make music that feels like you can see it. When I make songs like that, I feel like you can close your eyes. Even you guys now that have heard it already, I think you should close your eyes and listen to 3 Days and 3 Hours. Some people have got the concept already, and some people is growing on. Because if you hear it in passing, if you heard it in the Uber or while people are talking to you, you're not going to get it. Mm-hmm. But I'll explain it now, because when I do this, all my songs spike up. But it's about a long-distance relationship. And it's 4:30 in Eastern time where you ask shorty, in the AM I'm saying though, where you ask shorty, I'm happy without you, but got my doubts, shorty. Like, and it's I started off like saying, all right, I'm on the west, you on the east.
Yeah, I heard
but
that.
I miss you. So it's 3 days, 3 hours. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the time. I'm 3 hours back, and I'm in 3 days until I see you. Mm-hmm. The first verse is like a late night call. Second verse, if you hear me, it's me getting off stage. That's why it's like, yo, did she call me? Did she call me? And I lost my voice.
Yeah,
like, you can hear I lost my voice. I'm like, y'all, like, you know what I'm saying? And I just performed in the crowd. I only seen your face in. So basically, I'm saying, like, I just did like a fucking big stadium, but all I could see was your face.
Mm-hmm.
But she's sleeping. You know what I'm saying? She's sleeping. That's why I'm leaving a voice message on the second verse, right? And the third verse, I'm around the corner. I'm home now, because it's the 3 days is up. I'm home now, like, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I say we 2 days away from celebrating that very tomorrow is today or some shit like that. I said some shit like that. And that basically means I'm going to see you tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And I'm around the corner, and I'm reciting a poem for the third verse. Like, everything that I say is I'm around the corner. Some people don't get that because the way we train to listen to music is different now, but I feel like once people put that shit together and put that all together, it's going to go. Like, but that's how I write now. That's the writer that I've evolved into.
3 days, 3 hours. Let's make sure we re-listen. Yeah, did you get all that?
Yeah, I listened to it and I understood it.
You understood all the words?
I understand different because I did music for most of my life. So when I heard it, I'm like, this is dope. Obviously, you're West Coast, East Coast. You know what I mean? It's two different coasts. Because once I heard the 3 hours already, obviously, that's obvious.
But a lot of, you know, and then since you've been in music, you know that a lot of people listen to the beat and the hook first.
And that's it.
And that doesn't do that song. That doesn't do that particular song justice at all.
You got to really pay attention.
That's what I like about your music, though. Like, you you make people think, like, you got to listen to you.
And I'm not afforded that luxury no more.
See,
I'm not afforded that luxury because you're smart and you know music, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not afforded that luxury for people to go back and re-listen and be like, yo, they even going to be like, yay and nay, probably in the first 15 seconds because of whatever narrative that they've got. You know what I'm saying? 3 days, 3 hours. Like, you gotta go back and, like, you got to go back and listen to it. I need to see some think pieces on it. I need to see some college kids making short movies to that joint.
3 days, three
3 days, 3 hours, bro. Everybody understands what a long-distance relationship, the strain it is. Mm. But everybody also understands the passion that happens when you unite with that soul or that person that you with.
People always say with long distance relationships, you know each other better because you spend so much more time talking.
Wow, like, I never heard that.
Really, like, FaceTiming each other, talking on the phone.
It's such a negative connotation behind long distance relationships now, though. But I never heard you get to know each other. But it makes total sense, though.
Yeah, it does. The temptations, I feel like, from both sides are, like, even with men, I feel like there's a lot of temptations and easy access with, like, women and Instagram and stuff like that.
But think about it. He gets upstairs, somebody so much that I need her.
I want to love somebody so much that I need her that she can get to me as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. I want to love somebody that is in a position that can do that. So the money's not the issue. Mm-hmm. Getting you a flight ain't the issue. But, like, the procedure and doing that, I might not have the time to do that. I'm doing interviews all day. I'm just doing this. Like, I want to see, like, hey, Shaw, like, hey, man, I miss you. Like, shit. Yeah, well, I miss you too. And I just took off. I'm about to come fly up there. That's when you get into that level of, like, this ain't my, we ain't just fucking around. Mm-hmm. Like, she gonna come see me, like,
the spontaneity,
but she also got her own. It's a multiple thing because I don't care about a little $500 flight, whatever. Like, but it's more so like I can just get on a plane and do this because I like this nigga. Like, it means multiple things. It means, one, on the flat surface is I got enough money to do this.
I'm a boss.
Spontaneously, I got enough money to do this. Mm-hmm. Two, I really, really miss you, dog. Like, I really miss you, dog.
Yes. But if people take that differently?
You my friend at this point. Like, I miss you. I miss the little things about you. It's like, Slim, you really doing, like, you doing this. Like, you thought enough. That's why I haven't really received a birthday present from a woman that say she really liked me, like a thoughtful one.
Mm-hmm. You gotten presents just not thoughtful
ever.
Ones?
Oh, thoughtful. Ever? Okay, that's like different. A pair of J's. Like, nigga, I got all the J's.
Right.
Like,
yeah, I don't work at
the gas station. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could get something that's way cheaper.
What a
like
gas
something
station.
Like a that oh, I got a, I got a record like I got a record. I got this obscure record that maybe, oh, I heard in an interview that your guilty pleasure is Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Like, you know what I'm saying? By the Wham. I got the vinyl for you. Like, it's a funny gift, but I framed it and it's in a joint we put
but
on the wall.
But that's some creative shit. Some people are not
I
that
need
creative.
A woman that has that element to her.
Right, okay.
That's what
sense.
I'm saying. Like, I tweeted the other day, if you're not creative, do not date a creative. Save yourself.
Yeah, okay, well, that makes
sense. Save yourself.
Not even the fact of being creative, but open-minded. That too, but when you're dealing with somebody who can do just about anything for themselves, you have to go to the thoughtful.
Yeah,
because
you have
the money,
to be creative.
The money value don't really matter when it's somebody that can buy 18 of what you just bought them.
Very true.
At once. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's the fact that you took the thought out to really make it a personal, thoughtful gift or something that you know that person is really going to appreciate. But,
and then it's like I got a little part of me that's a little bit like, okay, I feel like I'm overly kind a lot sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But, like, okay, let's say it's a girl that is a painter, but I'm not a fan of her work. Like, just, I don't think just because you like somebody, you gotta like they, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
So,
right.
Like, I'm not gonna, like, you know, I might feel weird about the painting. I'm gonna love it for another reason, because of the time and effort.
But you're not gonna hang it up in the living
room. But from a taste perspective,
it's not my style.
You know what I'm saying? If it makes her happy, I'll put it up. Mm-hmm. But I will, you know, maybe find a way to be like, yo, like, you know,
Can we put it in the garage?
But again.
Put it in the guest bathroom.
Now, if I knew this was her passion and she wanted to do this, I would just pay for her to go learn it, like, better.
Okay.
Or learn from different people or put her around people that do that. I'd pay for it.
Has a girl ever gotten a tattoo of you on her?
That's not a fan, like someone you're dating.
Yeah, my baby mama.
Okay.
Okay.
We was good. We was, man, that was my best friend for a while. But when it started to deteriorate, it just made me, I just didn't love myself as much because it was certain things that she would say to me that would really hurt me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm the only thing that could hurt me is my family and my career for real. My family, my career is the only thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you my close friend, you my family. So, you know, if I got a close friend that, like, they lost their job and then they got to figure it out, I'm hurt. I got at least Mac Miller, God bless him. You know, I talked to him 3 days before he passed. Like, that's family. That hurt me. You know what I'm saying? Career stuff, like, man, it's everybody hate me. Like, what did I do? When did I become the villain? Like, they hurt me. You know what I'm saying? And when you have kids, that shit is another pain. If somebody use your kid and put your name in a negative connotation, any kind of way, that shit hurt like unbelievably.
That's on another level.
Can't sleep though, and it's something that you really can't even explain. And I never talk about it.
Right.
I never talk about that side. I never talk about, like, you know, I always talk about the respect and admiration I have for my daughter's mother for being such a good mother, but I never talk about the pain that comes with being a father on the road. Mm-hmm. I'm not Kevin Lyles or, you know, Russell Simmons, where it's like I can fly my daughter, a nanny, her mother, and everything with me.
Teachers. And
I could do everything. Like, I wish I was. Right. And I'm going to keep grinding until I can maybe be that. If I can be that, or if I got to go, then she's good. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do everything I can to be like that dad that can do that as she get older, because she's only two now. Mm-hmm. So I got a little time to cook up stuff. But I made the decision within myself, like, yo, I do a lot to make her and her mother happy. I'm gonna try to find some happiness myself.
Right, you have to.
That's why when we talked at the party, I was like, yo, let's talk soon, because I gotta figure it out.
Right.
On a personal level. You know, we can't have this conversation in the Breakfast Club. We can't, because Charlamagne would have cut in with an insensitive joke by now. But we, like, I gotta find it, or I'm gonna probably break down.
No, it's a fact.
Black Bonnie is a real thing.
Yes.
It's an idea of a woman that
Black Bonnie.
Even if she don't work, but if she's dedicated to helping your brand and keeping your brand and dedicated to you and shit like that, like, at this point in my life, I wouldn't even do no prenup. If she was dedicated like that, mm-hmm. like my woman, my everything, my whole globe, my whole universe, I'm not even gonna do no prenup. I'd be like, man, shit, man, you helping me just like a manager would, but it's also you my girl too, so.
Do you feel like you passed up on some good girls before that you should have maybe pursued more with?
Nah, mm-hmm. I don't. I think the girls that, I think I lost them to other men or to, maybe I fucked up.
Because sometimes I feel like I feel like things are timing too. Like, sometimes you could be with somebody great, but for you, you're not ready to accept that into your life.
So you gotta let them go.
I just announced to my friends. I'm like, yo, I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready. Like, I'm ready to at least try. And the one obstacle I got to hurdle over is the trust thing. Because it's like, I kick it with a girl, and it'd be like, oh, shit, I can't even enjoy this bride. My bad. This girl. Bride ain't bad.
Bride ain't bad. Yeah. That sounds like a better than girl.
I can't enjoy this girl company, because I'm right now I'm thinking like, yo, why? Why you like me like that? What you think every moment is going to be loaded, flower bomb?
Why would you say that?
No, because my sister told me, she was like, when we was on, she was like the idea of you. Girls like the idea of you because you got the rowdy persona. I mean, I'm rowdy in real life, but like, you got the rowdy when you mad and you yelling, and like, but you also like got a book full of poems. You know what I'm saying? That will connect with women.
So, L'Oreal, how amazing were those meals that we had from Green Chef this week?
Oh, my God. Those corn cakes, those are my favorite.
My favorite was the chicken teriyaki. The corn cakes were yummy, but I made the chicken teriyaki meal on my live, on my Instagram live, and everyone that watched it was drooling. They all wanted to have a taste. It was so yummy.
Yes.
Green Chef is a USDA-certified organic company that includes everything you need to easily cook delicious meals that you can feel good about.
Green Chef recipes are quick and easy with step-by-step instructions, chef tips, and photos to guide you along the way.
So if you aren't really savvy in the kitchen, Green Chef is perfect for you because it's like a no-brainer. They send a wide variety of organic ingredients and imaginative new recipes each week delivered right to your door.
With Green Chef, it's easy to maintain a specialty diet and enjoy exciting new options. Their meal plans include paleo, vegan, vegetarian, keto, gluten-free,
omnivore, and carnivore. So if you eat meat like me, then you can have whatever you like. And if you're vegan and you don't indulge in the meat and in the dairy, then they have something specially for you.
What about a pescatarian like me?
Then
they got that.
They got
shit.
You. Exactly. Green Chef's expert chef designed recipes with thoughtfully sourced ingredients and gourmet flavor that you will typically only find in restaurants.
Green Chef thinks dinner should be planned around your life and not the other way around. So let Green Chef do the meal planning, shopping, and prep for you week after week.
Switch up the meal plan and change the box you're getting whenever you want.
For $50 off your first box of Green Chef, go to greenchef.us/Angela. That's greenchef.us/Angela.
Enjoy.
What's the worst thing that'll happen, right? Say you date a girl and it just doesn't work out.
You have,
I think
you have
that
a, if you have a child, you have a child together.
If you don't put yourself,
that's the worst thing that can happen.
But that's the
child,
best thing also that can happen.
You have the, as far as like conflict. No. I want to have more children.
Because I really think that A, it's about get into something, but take your time with it and enjoy it. Right? And you don't got to rush into it and say, when I start dating somebody, this is somebody you have to be with. This is my be all, end all. I have to trust them right away. Of course not. But why not just go into something to have a good time, enjoy it, take it slow, and see where it goes instead of overthinking.
The animal instinct in me, right?
Oh, yeah.
I just think that, like, before my baby mother, I had another girl. We was real, real close. Then the one before her, right? This is when at this point, I'm still working at the shoe store in D.C., right? We were super intimate the first night we kicked it.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up being together, and like even to this day, like I don't know where she at, whatever. I think she got like two kids now somewhere. She danced for a while too, but like I remember like her giving me a stack, like at this point in my life, I was maybe like 21, give me a stack to go to Atlanta, like, I don't know. I know these labels trying to holler at you. You need some money. Like she set the bar for those type of women. But this is also the same person. She got, how do I say this without Aaron? I don't want to know why I put the puzzles together back home. She got real sick, and I took care of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Working double and making sure she had everything she needed. And at some point, for no reason at all, she cheated. When she got healthy.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And it kind of, I think, and you know all girls be like, oh, you hopping over some girl from years ago. Da, 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 da.
And you guys were young.
But
females do that?
I just think that, yeah, it's petty and it's immature, but whatever. I love fucking Marcus Houston and those guys. Immature. I love immature.
IMX.
Yeah, I love BTK.
I was like, she cheated with Marcus Houston.
Nah.
Batman?
Marcus Houston be getting it.
It's immature, though, but it's a part of me, though. It's really still a part of me.
Yeah, because when you're young and immature, that's when you're supposed to make mistakes.
You learn from them.
Man, I remember I had the flu, man. I didn't go to school, nothing. I speeding, running red lights to our house just to argue.
Because I was like, man. Because you found out she cheated on you?
Yeah.
How you found out?
If I tell you, you're going to think I'm psycho.
Nah, we want to know.
We already know you are.
It's just different level of Dexter.
What did you do?
And you're Virgo, CSI, so you're psycho,
like
already.
Investigation, like he was having like, a little pull
in
there.
This pubic hair has a. Let me go and get this tested.
No. First of all, I think man, I don't want her to. Oh, she don't see
this. You got a microscope.
I don't want because okay, I got nothing but love and respect.
Fine,
I'm not trying to throw her under the bus.
But we don't even want you to.
I think no, but
how did you find out?
But if she listened to it, then she might.
First of all, I think she was fucking. She had like a bitch too. Like I think she had a bitch.
Oh shit.
Well then. At that point, in my life, I cared a little bit. Like if you fucking with a broad, I don't think I would really care.
But
if,
at that point,
I did. Mm-hmm. It was like I found out like she was open to a lot of niggas. Like a lot of niggas was like hollering. She was receiving it and she kicked it with a couple of niggas. Whether it happened or not is between them and them two. But I knew it and that kind of shaped me.
Oh, okay.
And then I had I was really infatuated with this girl in the industry early in my career, and I felt so like I wasn't on her level. I felt like, you know what I'm saying? What's so funny?
Nah, cause we seen you take that little sip right then before you kept going into
Stop
it.
Stop being so observant. You know? I was just like, you know, I was so enamored with everything she was, how creative she was, and how free she was, and she was like, I mean, obviously she was a big star, and I'm, you know, and I was just like enamored with her, and I was just ready, like, you know, I was like head over heels, like for real, like anything, like, you know, I'm not rich, like this person had like probably a lot more than I could ever have, and I was just so enamored with her spirit, her drive, her creativity, every spontaneity, it was just all the boxes was checked. And I remember being wherever I was. So I'm not trying to leave too many clues, but I just heard like, yo, I'm getting back with my ex. Mm. And that was like one of the saddest days. Like, I'm trying to hold it tight, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, and I think I kind of changed forever that day.
Mm.
Forever. Like I didn't become the super villain. Maybe I became the anti-hero.
Yeah, it's like your heart was broke twice, and that's why. And you can't really. I mean, I feel like that happens to women.
Maybe it's karma.
It happens to a lot of people.
I'm saying like we carry stuff with us.
I don't think your heart could be broken identically twice.
No, of course not.
Because after the first one, it's like it don't hurt as much.
It's a little armor.
And if it happens two or three times, you turn into like, shh. You think you hurt my feelings? Watch me hurt your feelings. Hey, best friend of person, said person.
That's true.
Come through. Go, best friend. Go, best friend.
That's my best friend.
That's my best friend now. You know what I'm saying? You know how to push people buttons for real. Like, right. Women know how to do it way more than men because women know how to hold that shit together.
I definitely know how to press buttons. But I think, like, the first time I got my heart broke, I was like, I'm never going to let this happen again. So the second time that it happened, it was worse for me. But I think it was because I was older. I lived with the person. The first time was like my first love. Like, you know, I was still kind of young growing up, but I was devastated. But when I lived with, that was the only person I ever lived with in my life, whatever.
Yeah.
And when me and him broke up, it was like worse to me. So I feel like
I lived with a girl one time and I found out like, I was, all right, fuck it.
It's the drink. Yeah, we all
find out.
One day, we lived in a small, I'm not trying to drop clues because I don't want no smoke.
Just
with none
tell
of them.
Us what happened.
I went through her phone. It was less technology back then. So I could kind of figure it out, like, right? And, you know, I had been out of the country for a while and I seen, like, meet me at the station and smiley face and all that, like, and I stopped going though, because I could have kept going, and I just stopped.
You knew what it was.
I'd have went through all of it.
Not
me.
Know.
That's how I am.
Mario Winans to the time since.
Hey, keep it on the low. Cause my heart can't take it anymore. Come on, Diddy, you ready, Diddy? No? No? All right, no.
Nah, everybody in this room that tapped their foot or bobbed their head to that.
We done got some shit.
Oh, okay. You got to the first. That's a different type of hurt.
I thought I was done drinking.
I'm not. No. I said, where's that gin?
So wait, Tessa, you went through a phone, saw that, and
I just knew. I don't even remember what happened, but I just know it didn't last much longer after that.
And then you were living together, so now that's a whole separation.
And I was so young, so I was like, looking back and I'm like, why am I even living with somebody? Like, you know what I'm saying? But whatever. Like, the thing is, I got love for Shawty still, though. Like, we grown apart. We grown up and we grown apart. Like, I don't even bring it up.
So y'all still cool?
What if she came cool. back and wanted we're you
cool.
back?
We're cool.
And she flew out.
She's
to
one of the most beautiful women I've ever, like, physically beautiful women I've ever known. And her family is amazing, like, everything. But, like Gigi said, like, people grow apart. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to bring the nights I can't sleep and the torment of the industry. I don't want to bring that into nobody, no relationship. I'm not ready. Yo, like,
you just said you was ready. I'm confused.
No, not ready for that part. Oh. That part. like, okay, like, for instance, like, I want to keep everybody away from, like, all right, for instance, okay, when Mac passed away, like, let's say I had a live-in girlfriend or something like that, and she's trying to console me, I probably would have argued with her, and I don't know why. Well, I do know why, because I mean, fuck this all.
Hurt people.
I was in my head. So you know what it's like.
You need space.
I don't know what I needed. That's the problem. I don't know what I needed. I just know when I found out, J. Cole called me, and the message got to me in a weird way, because somebody Reese was trying to tell me. Your friend, like your boy, blah, 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 blah. I don't know, you know, her accent thing, I just brushed it off, and I'm like, I'm in the booth, I'm making a song, and I keep getting a lot of texts, but my joint doesn't show. And then Cole told me.
You know what that means.
Cole called me, and then he told me, and like, I went through the stages of grief in like 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like crazy. I was like, nah, no, no. He was like, yes, bro. No, nah. And then they just started going, like, it just, I couldn't stop. So I'm pacing the house, I'm walking outside, I come back down. here's a little small, beautiful moment in this. I don't know if somebody told my daughter or what, but like, she came outside with a cookie. She's like, Daddy sad.
Kids can always tell when you're going.
She's like, Daddy sad.
But kids can always tell when you.
And I was like.
Kids are very sweet like that.
I said, my eyes were maroon. I was like, no, Daddy's not sad. Zyla, like, no, Daddy's not sad. She's like, oh, okay. And then I just took the cookie and I just ate a little piece. And I just laughed a little bit, paced a little bit, and started crying more. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that night, I literally could have been in an insane asylum. Literally. What if I had a living girlfriend that moment? Like, mm-hmm. she wouldn't understand, like, the pain. There was pain, this pain inside me that nobody know, bro. Like, the 30th, Mac sent the text to me on the 30th. He was like, yo, bro, I want you to cameo in this video. You know what I'm saying? I was like, bro, I don't know, man. I'm about to go see my daughter. I'm about to be in D.C. I don't know. But if I can, I got you. Like, woo. And, like, you know, the day before I left L.A., John Geiger, one of our mutual friends, was like, Geiger. He was like, yo, we at Mac's house. Yo, come through. And I was with Hit-Boy all day making music. And I was like, man, nah. In my mind, though, I was like, I want to holler at Mac, because, like, you know, I sent him this long-ass message the day his album came out. Like, right. Bro, be proud of this shit. Like, I hope you can smell the roses and all that. Like, and he's like, bro, it feels amazing. He was such in a good spirit. But I noticed he was up late. You know what I'm saying? Not on some judgy shit, like, because I know how the game go. But I wanted to be like, yo, you know, not on some judgy shit, because he know, because we dealt with the same struggles. So I wanted to go. I was like, man, I'm going to just do it next time I come back.
Ain't no next time.
And the last text that he sent me was like, you, and I ain't go. And so I'm dealing with the pain of losing somebody that I could really confide in, mm-hmm. but also knowing, like, damn, I ain't even fucking hit him back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even, and it's not even on those industry shit. It was like, I believe when he hit me, I might have been, like, going through, like, baggage claim or something like that. It was, like, a weird time where it was, like, in my mind, I knew I was probably going to hit him, like, oh, yeah, what's up, my nigga? Like, I was like, and it's just, you know, that there is a heavy tag that comes with dealing with a person that deals with pain like that. Not my biggest fear, but one of my fears is dealing with a woman that they look at that shit like, yo, this nigga's tripping. Like, because I know I'm not normal. like I'm hot and cold.
That
I'm
just, normal though. To have emotions. No,
hot, being hot and cold ain't normal. The levels
the
of hot and cold.
The highs and the lows.
I'm not normal with that. Like
so who do you talk? Like, do you feel like you have problems expressing yourself when you need to, and talking about things when you need to?
That's the same thing we talked about, me and my sister, like right there. Like, so Nigerians, right? A lot of us that, like, in my family, I can speak for my own family. A lot of us deal with, like, a lot of times, not all, but a lot of times we're not good at being gentle. Like, not because we're trying to be violent or not. It's just that we don't have that, like, oh.
How you was raised.
We don't have that. Yeah. We don't have that. Like, I've never seen my parents kiss before. Mm-hmm. I could count on one hand how many times my mother has physically said, I love you. They never came to my games. I was one of the top athletes in the county. They never came to my stuff. My father was always in Nigeria, always at work. You know what I'm saying? So, I was never, quote unquote, friends with my parents ever in my life. And then imagine a young nigga, you know, 13 years old in a juvenile little school where my PL was in the basement, and it was six people to a class with security and all that. Like, so imagine, yeah, I was very bad. Imagine that. And then imagine getting, you had to go to that facility on a small yellow bus so people think that you, like, you're not, like
normal,
them.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, you're not normal. So it's like, then you come home, you know, it's that. So you don't see love in the house. You know what I'm saying? You don't get love because you are the bad child or whatever. And your parents aren't from this country. They don't express themselves the way that most people do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I got maybe two uncles, maybe. Out of the 100 uncles I got, that expressed it, and one of her father knew how to give love to the young kids in the, you know what I'm saying? You know, I remember he bought me a pair of J's when I was like in like one of my first pair of J's in like seventh grade, sixth grade or whatever. Like, I never got that type of love from my father, and I don't even blame him. I blame the culture, you know, that they grew up on and raising me the same way, but in another environment. Right. You know what I'm saying?
No, I feel you. My father's Chinese, and they're very like that on the Chinese side of the family.
And it's difficult.
They're not. You know, but my dad. He's yes. not.
Is
he's
it?
Not,
is it more? Yeah. Is it more like disciplinarian than friend, or like? Oh,
we're
growing up.
We're
I
not
think
friends.
Now that older years.
Now as I'm old, but yeah. we still never was
and,
like
and
that
then,
growing
then you,
up.
Then you hang around your American friends, and they'd be like, "Dad, guess what happened today? It's so cool.
Not
Let's get Tommy Hilfiger."
Not mad funny now, like, and cool now. But I know back in the day, it wasn't the same way. But he jokes with us and laugh, and we think he's the funniest person in the world. But she like.
No,
nah,
my father,
back
my
in
father,
the day.
My father got like that recently though.
Right.
Like, my father,
my mother too.
My father stayed in my house. He stayed with me for like a month, 2 months, and he was cooking, he was laughing, we was drinking together, and I'm just like, no.
And he probably tells everybody else that you're his son.
Yeah.
Like when he goes,
he's
yeah.
so proud.
He's
so proud of you.
And
so
he's proud.
Yeah,
of
for
you.
Sure.
But he doesn't tell you.
Because, bro, I'm
never
one
you,
in
right?
a fucking million, you know. Like, my nigga being from D.C. and being full-blood Nigerian, like, it's two crowds that can turn you down or accept you. And rarely has it even happened at the same time. You know what I'm saying? I'm one in a million. And then plus, y'all could do a poll. Any African, any Jamaican, Chinese, Japanese, anybody of second generation, tell your parents you want to get in the entertainment business.
Right.
Oh,
whose parents will say yes, and whose parents will be an accountant, be a lawyer, be a doctor.
Right.
Because they move to America and be like, doctor, lawyer, that's it.
Mm-hmm. But my dad was there like, you're not my daughter. You want to be a rapper? That's prostitutes, whores, drug dealers, and
where's
murderers.
Where's your dad from?
He's Puerto Rican.
Wow.
He did not like nobody else. Like, and I mean, he like my mother. She black.
But when you,
but, I don't
but when
know.
You, but when you got your name,
that.
When you made a name for yourself, it was like, oh, okay.
Oh, nah. He was telling everybody like, oh, my daughter is on.
And you,
like,
you don't want to. Well, me, I personally, I don't want to play that. You remember when you said that?
Nah.
I don't
want to
play
from,
that, but it's like
not.
I could.
Well,
nah,
my dad passed away now, but I was already started doing something on TV. I did Love and Hip Hop. So at
proud.
That time, he
and
was proud, and I was like, ain't this a bitch? Because he fucking disowned me for mad years of my life. Hell yeah, I said something.
Yeah.
I was scared of my dad though. But I said something.
Too.
Yeah, I said something because I felt the way for mad years. Still to this day, I feel away. You know what I mean? Because you dealing with this your whole life. This your parent. You know what I mean? So you gonna feel away. But, you know.
How does that affect how you treat your daughter now, though? Because I'm sure have to show her so much affection.
This is the universe talking right now. Because, you know, I had a real, I had a tough morning. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to put this the way that it doesn't get nobody mad or in trouble. I've grown apart from my daughter's mother. I also think she's an amazing woman, first of all. I just think that we've grown apart and it's made it really hard, because, I'm not going to cry. This is not going to happen right here. Hold on real quick. What's up with them Eagles?
They doing shitty from last time I checked. They thought they was going to make it to the chip again this year, and they lost last week.
Right, we back.
Okay.
Back from our regularly scheduled program. The shit that hurts the most, right? I'm so proud of my daughter. I'm so happy for my daughter. I'm so in love with her. I love everything that she does. I can't physically be there as much as I would like to right now. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm in a tricky, weird position. My daughter live in a small city. You know what I'm saying? I can't go there unless I'm moving a certain way. And, you know, I got somewhere to record work. I have to continue to work. I got to see. To get complacent where would I'm at now, it'd be an injustice to her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And her mother, for real. But mostly important is it'd be an injustice to Zala if I slow up now. I don't know what going on. Slim, well, my closest cousin died 2 days after his child was born in a car accident. Mm. That shit fucked my life. That's when everything started popping up in my life and wigging out on the media and all of that. You know what I'm saying? I look at that like, okay, shit. God forbid something happened to me. And I hate saying these in interviews because I feel like you speaking into existence. But it's like, yo, I gotta make sure. I don't care. Her mother, she'd be like, oh, you're not around enough. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And from the bottom of my heart, I just be like, yo, car, house, comfortable, right? All three checked off? Okay, let me do what I gotta do to make sure that both of y'all good. Because 90% chance we're not gonna end up together. But I'm not gonna leave you high and dry. Because you was my friend, and we made her out of love. You know what I'm saying? We made her out of love. This wasn't no little whoops joint, you know what I'm saying? We made her out of love. So all I think about every day when I'm in that studio, man, let me make something special. Let me make something great. Let me make something that's going to change everybody's life and put everybody on a strong trajectory. You know what I'm saying? I'm not there yet. Mm-hmm. I came up with a lot of niggas that's there yet, there right now, but I'm not there yet. And I could be wrong. A lot of women, a lot of mothers could watch this and be like, I think right now, while I'm creative, I'm young, I'm healthy, is go get that bag and put it up for Zala and her mother. If something happened to me, it's niggas that don't like me. It's niggas, anything can happen in the street, whatever. I'm going to do what I got to do for Shawty right now. You know what I'm saying? And there's conflict a little bit at home because of that.
Balance, though. You know, it is.
It is. It's
a hard balance because on one point you see the benefit of how important it is to be there for your daughter. But then for you, it's, part of being there for her is making sure.
I tell myself, and it's hard not to be there.
Right.
But I'd be like, she's two. She's two. If you could get to this place right now before she's 3.5,
and she can remember.
Then I could be like, oh, shit, I could just take a PJ real quick. And just stay there.
Right.
And I got a little condo over there, so I could just, you know what I'm saying, whoopty whoop. I don't wanna argue. I don't wanna be nasty in the media. I don't wanna blah blah blah. That's why I don't, gallivant with women in public and all that other stuff. I don't wanna do all of that.
Are you affectionate with your daughter when you're around her? Are you?
Oh my God, this is turning into a therapy session, but I need it. And I trust you. I swear to God, I probably realized this probably when Mac died, when she brought the cookie. I have this deficiency where it's like I'll see my child, I'm crying my eyes, and my eyes puffy, I've just calmed down, I walk back in the house and she comes up and it's like, it's weird and nobody might not feel me on this. It's like, go to your uncle, because I don't even want to. The sad
You don't want
energy.
To see that.
I don't want to channel it through you, through picking you up and me crying and holding you. Like you looking at your eyes make me think about what if I lost you. For some weird reason, that's where my mind went. And it's like I had to walk away from my daughter. Like, and that's when I realized I have a real deficiency with being gentle with a small toddler girl. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how, because it's like, I imagine, okay, what if I had a boy, right? I'd be like, I'd probably just joke with him on some daddy shit. Like, yo, come on, nigga, stop crying, man. Stop crying, man. Come on, what's up? All right, go ahead, cry a little bit, but after you're done crying, come on over to dad. Like, it's a tone. Come back to your father. Come on. Cry on my shoulder, man. You good?
But I'm
trying to raise a strong woman, and it's like the strongest woman that she knows is her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit, one of the strongest women I know is her mother. If she's crying for her mother, I'm going to take her to her mother. Because I don't know how to be, I realize that I don't know how to be gentle and to be like, oh, baby, read me your ABCs and, oh, it always feels weird with me. And my sister was telling me this the other day, like, you know it's because of the way you was raised, bro. Like,
yeah.
You was raised in a way like you don't know how, you literally don't.
It's very hard to give what you don't, what
it's,
you haven't
it's, received. It's acting if you don't. If you don't know it, it's literally acting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it makes sense, but I'm coming to this realization right now.
Right.
Like literally, I'm talking about today. I almost didn't come because I was about to be too negative, bro. Because I hate arguments that have anything to do with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I hate them so much. And again, I say her mother is doing a great job. She's my daughter's fast. She's advanced. She's got it. Oh, she's got it. Like, she's got it. But I know I'm not around him. In the past 10 days, I went from LA to DC to Atlanta to Paris
to New York.
To New York again, back to LA, and now back to New York in like 11 days. Like, I'm tired.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And to land and like, oh, you know, I might see someone on Twitter or something like that, like from somebody that she know, which means it's like this is how she feeling, whatever. That shit got me, man. Cause like, bro, I don't stand for that. I don't like none of that absentee five shit. But I can't get a private jet to go to your city.
You know, but it's hard for both of y'all.
Cause right.
For her, she wants you there.
Absolutely.
For your daughter, and then for you, you have a goal that you're doing to try to make sure you take care of her.
Great men, and I'm not saying this for me personally, but like great men in our history that have tried to do great things or have done great things have always had multiple women. And I don't think that's because of greed or anything. I think it's because you sign up for something when you're dealing with somebody that's trying to do something great. You sign up for something and, you know, they might really just be like, okay, I'm dedicated to my, I want to be great at this job. I want to be great at this speech. I want to be great at this invention. And they obsess over it. Steven Spielberg, Jim Henson, all these people obsess over their job to the maximum. I tried it, bro. If you knew how many times that I try to redefine black music in one session,
mm-hmm.
Nigga, I might take Mint Condition Band and mix it with Metro Boomin and just try to come up with a new sound like for 10 hours and it never come out because it didn't sound right.
But this is who you've always been, though. You've always been this person.
I've evolved into this person.
You've evolved into this person, but it wasn't in the past 2 years. So she knew the person that she was having a child with. But what I will say is,
I don't know if I'm the same exact person.
Well, you've evolved, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think you have gotten, you know, God could have gave you a little boy that's a little more tougher. He gave you a little girl, and that was to make you a little more sensitive. And you speak to women a
it
lot.
It hurts, though.
But like, you're not feeling for women. You speak to women a lot. But when she came to give you the cookie, that was God. You know what I mean? Trying to bring you to another place. And when you push it away.
I was trying not to let her see me in that state because...
But that's okay. She was there to be there for you.
But that's okay.
She was coming to be there for you.
No, I ate the
She's
cookie.
Not going to remember
I ate the
that.
Cookie.
I ate the cookie.
I ate the cookie.
But that's okay for your daughter to see you like that. That's
okay.
Your daughter. That's a human
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, for sure. But,
you know, and
I
that's
mean, in that moment, I'm just like, nah, baby, daddy's okay. Everything's okay.
Right.
Everything's okay. Like,
but that's when you explain, yes, daddy,
it was a thunderstorm at this.
Daddy is sad, exactly.
It was thunderstorm outside. It was just a weird, I was just in a weird place, and I was like, let me just get, like, I got
to
get away
from
them.
They're saying that you have to wrap up, so I hate
to. They kicked you out a long time ago.
Part one.
That's you.
Yeah, this is part one. Right.
But have I changed?
You have changed. You've evolved. You've grown. You've grown into more of a man. You were more of a boy when.
Well, I literally was a boy.
Yeah, he said, literally, I was.
And you've definitely grown into more of a man. And you might not realize it yet, but fatherhood has a lot to do with that.
Oh. Whoa.
Ain't nobody see that.
Well, you haven't grown.
Fatherhood has an old drink on that.
Well, you missed your mouth. Look at his face.
Can we get him a napkin, please?
Right, got a napkin.
Immediately.
I'd like to shout out our sponsor, Alex.
And I just want to end it, though, by saying, you know, just as you make time and you said you've been in all these different places in the past 11 days, you know, schedule that time also. I think that helps.
Yeah, like, that's what I was going to say.
Sure. That's part of the schedule.
Sure, but it's also like...
that's part of the schedule of, like, I'm not working for
manage,
these...
You want to manage expectations,
week.
Too, sometimes. Right. Like, you know, I just don't want, you know, I want the time for her to be... And plus, she's in that age where, like, she's with her mother so much that, like... 2-year-old, like they
and at this age she's a sponge, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's soaking it all in.
2 years old and she can't really be that long without her mother for real.
Right.
She can't be this, man, like you know, I don't want to see her cry. Like, I remember we went for a walk the other day and she just started being like, I want to go to the park, and I was like, daddy has a flight, daddy has to catch a flight. But she's like, park, and you know, I had to pick her up and she started throwing a tantrum. I'm like, Shawnee, when you start
terrible twos.
When you start doing tantrums.
Right.
No,
part of the process.
That's the two do.
But well,
that's how you know that's your daughter, because you...
I talk. Like, when you ever tell...
When you start acting like that.
That's my daughter.
When you start acting like daddy.
I wasn't ready. I was not ready.
You know they say you get it back times three.
Right. I'm not going to lie. This is one of my favorite episodes, even though Wale looked like he wanted to kill me in the middle of it.
When? What part?
No.
We'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it. Yeah. Let's not even bring it back up.
No, I won't. We won't.
We could have talked to you for hours, but... Listen, Wale, we will continue to talk.
We knew this was going to happen when we first, because, you know, I
thought you were going to talk about eating pussy and shit.
I love
like that,
it. I know, you know, we did want to hear some eating pussy.
Maybe a come later.
Right.
Ask me two eating pussy questions.
Okay, go ahead. Real quick. What's the first move?
Get out. For real, man.
Do you go inside or you just stay on the outside?
Read her body language. Everybody's body's wired differently.
True. Mm-hmm.
And as a true technician mechanic that I try to be, you gotta read the body language. Some is involuntary, some is voluntary. You gotta read for the involuntary. The involuntary is what they really like. Some girls don't like what they really like. You know, it's
some
too
girls
much
don't
for them.
Know what they
it's
really
too
like.
Much for they. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's like, oh my God, like you swimming. We're gonna speak a metaphor. You swimming. And you're at a certain part. And you stay right there, and that part hasn't really been tapped into in the specific manner in which that you're swimming.
I don't want to squirt. Stop.
Do you like a squirter?
I was just about to ask that.
I'm trying to figure that out. It scared me the first time.
Really?
It scared me the first
Did
time.
Did you scream?
Did it get in your dress?
No.
Not my hair.
Somebody send us a beat called Squirt in My Dreads.
Buddha might have one.
Okay? We in Buddha's
room. In studio. Okay.
Buddha got them beats, yeah, so he might have Squirt in My Dreads.
Well,
okay.
Me personally, like, if I like a girl, like her, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna try. You know, I'm like 98% from the field. But as far as pleasing with that, like eating pussy, like, yeah. You gotta find it. It's every woman got it, but you gotta
That's
find
what they
it,
say.
And then you gotta find it, and then know what to do with it. You can't. You gotta come in a certain way, and some you gotta come a certain way. You gotta find it.
Do you like for girls to sit on your face?
Depends how much I like them.
Can you breathe when they do it though?
Depends on how big they are.
That's why you do curls in the gym.
Not so the butt.
You just lift. You got. You grab the. Grab the
how
thighs.
How big the body part?
You grab the thighs and lift it up a little bit so they feel the control, and so, you know.
What about the butt?
No.
You don't look at
your butt.
No.
Look at his whole face.
It's right there, though.
That's like a super uber drunk. We're not talking about this night, like joint.
So you have though, but you just
I don't know.
Maybe I have.
Probably not. Go there for
it's a possibility.
I don't know.
Probably it's not. A possibility that he's probably
you don't
want to
say no. You don't want somebody to be like, oh, don't lie like you wasn't
so you
eating
ain't
my butt.
You ate my ass the other night, so you told me you don't eat ass.
I don't think, I don't know. Y'all just gave a lot of girls a joke to lie. Joe said, I don't even know. You just did that. Nah, they gonna lie. They gonna lie. They gonna lie.
Wait, do you like when they pull your dress, though? Like,
yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Show me you know. Show me that you know something about something.
And you like, don't mess up.
You're not scared. Let me know you're not. That, you speak it to me in another way. You let me know I ain't scared of you, nigga. I ain't scared of you, nigga. Like, yeah, nigga, what's up? Yeah. But then you're going to still submit at some point. So I said, we going to do it.
Oh, shit.
Not by verbal requests. It's just by the game, though. You know what I mean?
But do you talk while you're fucking?
You know he does.
Sometimes.
What's your dirtiest line?
I don't got none.
Do you call them sluts?
What's up?
Like that? What's up? That's what you say?
What's up?
Pull my dreads. No. Come in my hair.
I don't even
squirt
say
squirt in my dreads.
Squirt in my hair.
Do you say stuff like, let me come all over your face?
Woo! Issa Rae. Insecurity.
Insecure.
Tell me insecure. Sorry, insecure.
Fuck.
But she was mad that he came on her face.
The guy came in her
this
face.
This is the last episode, right?
No, this last season.
Oh, yeah. Remember she got mad. John and all that.
Yeah. I wasn't
saying it
was
that. Last season, too. Like,
I don't want no problems.
The first season that happened, too, or the second season.
Whatever it was, that's when it happened.
He came in her face.
She was mad, like in her eyes on me.
Yeah, exactly. Do you like coming in a girl's face?
No, I don't know.
If you're hitting a girl and she like, I want you to come on my face.
I think we talking about...
Mid-stroke.
We talking about like sport fucking and... Like relationship, sex.
You don't think you can mix the both?
That should be. That's I gotta see a shrink about
what
that.
What's the difference between relationship, sex, and sports?
Nah, man, you know,
relationship,
like,
sex
really
is lovemaking.
I don't want, like.
You don't
want
to come on face?
I want to learn how to, because I feel like that's how you stay married.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to,
they're
like, if I really
so
like a joke, like. Like, yo,
married.
Slim, I don't know how to...
I'm trying to get married.
I don't know how to do...
You can't be dirty with the girl you love?
It's weird.
No,
it's
you gotta be dirty with
weird?
The girl you love.
I know. That's why you gotta start
Let me tell you something.
That's why you gotta start off on that motherfucking page.
Homeboy,
that's
listen to your OG,
you gotta start
homeboy.
Off right there.
Look, homeboy, listen to your OG. Let me tell you something.
If you start off on that page with the nasty sex and shit like that, and then y'all start really liking each other, then you already started it. But if you like dating and courting
gradually.
And doing all that, and you get to that, you're gonna be fucking a missionary and...
So that bitch got to throw up on your
boring.
Dick the first night.
Don't throw up on my dick.
Never.
In a dream. Don't even dream
no,
you did that. No, I know what you mean.
Has anybody ever asked?
It's a hyperbole or metaphor for nasty sex.
Has a woman asked you to do something so crazy, you were like, I ain't doing that.
I think my eyes say a lot before we get started. Like, I think my eyes say a couple things like.
Bitch, you better not never.
Listen.
This episode has turned totally different.
And then the soundtrack.
What's the soundtrack? Wait.
Can I give everybody a motherfucking PSA of what to do?
Yes.
You gotta be quick with it, right? Come back from the club, right? Jump in the shower. You go first. Get her phone. Well, if you don't. Get her phone. Jump in the shower, right? Handy business. Then she go in the shower. You set up the acoustics or the sound in the room. Now, I don't know if you a 6 minute, 8 minute, 12 minute, 4 minute, 3 minute kind
of
guy.
Some of them look like ones.
You make shit. I've been one.
No,
time.
No.
Man, unexpected sex will make you come fast.
The maid
and shit.
Comes.
No. Unexpected sex cart. Make you come like shit. Like it's like, yo, what? Where did this come from? Come.
They all laughing because they agree.
All of the guys in the room has had that happen to them.
When you know you about to smash, it's like, all right, I'm about to, you know what I'm saying?
Let me
but
get
love,
it together.
When she in the camera, when she in the shower, you put together your little playlist of however you want the sex to be. Visualize it. You want it to be gangster sex.
Yeah.
You want it to be some smooth shit.
Pre-cold.
I don't know if I can fuck the go-go. Backyard Band's interpretation of Voice to Atlantis.
Oh,
that would be
poppin'.
A vibe. I wish they put that shit. Man, somebody got to put that shit. It got
poppin'.
Put on Spotify. It's so good. I grew up on that jump. Like, that's me going to school in 8th and 9th grade, 10th grade, listening to that jump. They used to open with that song sometime. Voice to Atlanta's the go-go version. It just sounds like a grainy big band version of the song. But, like, or even a regular Voice to Atlanta's by the Ozzy Brothers. That's a good starter. But get a playlist together. How you
I like the playlist.
How envision.
You know,
like
I'm the only person that's
or
not.
Or you got to tell yourself, I got to make it to this song.
That's why I do a shuffle.
No. Well, yeah.
You don't know what song you gonna make it to.
The song I'm a bust to. All right,
let me let Wale go
because
they keep
kicking it. Like, they about to. Yeah. It's about to be over.
They about to come snatch our mic.
His mic died.
Yeah.
Say lip service.
We appreciate you, Wale, so much. We're gonna have a part two for sure.
Yo, Wale.
He don't like to hold his mic.
No, your mic just. I love him. Your mic just came. It's that.
Your mic came.
She got the lip mic. Baby. Baby, can we do another round? Yeah, I got you.
How many minutes? 20 minutes?
No, I got you. No. Just kiss it a little bit.
Angela, kiss it.
I'm about to put a condom on real quick. That's how it works.
Did this happen to you today?
That's the visual representation.
Speaks from experience, Wale. Right.
Nah, this is my imagination.
Yeah, I came out with y'all.
Make sure y'all download that EP, Wale Part 2, next time you come back.
Free lunch.
3 days, 3 hours.
All that. Free lunch.
3 days, 3 hours, and for him, 3 minutes.
We didn't get no lunch today. We're still hungry, Wale.
Shit, I'm still hungry.
3 minutes.
Where the fuck is our free lunch?
3 minutes. 3 minutes. 3 minutes, no hours. 3 minutes, no hours. 3 times.
What's up, you guys? I just found something that's kicking the shit out of my breakout. It's called the Ultimate Skin Spa by Vanity Planet, and it didn't help my skincare routine. It's my entire skincare routine. It has a 360-degree rotation, 2 speeds, 3 customized brush heads, and with over 1.2 million brushes sold worldwide and 150,000 reviews with a 4.5 average rating, it's not hard to see what all the noise is about. Now, Vanity Planet is pushing the boundaries of how you treat yourself. Don't neglect yourself. Visit VanityPlanet.com, enter promo code Angela25 at checkout, and start taking care of you.